up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside one of my best friends, Nick Scarpino.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hair looks good today.
I still really appreciate how this feels, the shirt.
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you felt these shirts before, Andy? Because they got that, like, braille thing going on. Like,
yeah.
Blue, you know what I mean?
Like all that.
Blue.
K.
What does it say?
A. No, it says, no, KFGD. KFGD. It's a GD.
That was the weekend I was blind. That's all I had. That shirt.
The what?
That shirt did me a lot of... A lot of good that weekend.
When you were blind, I had to just feel yourself.
The only shirt I could find.
That's yeah. Like, I think it's this one.
Every other shirt was like, no, this isn't the one. This is, I don't know what's on it. You never know if
you need to
pumped.
Know what's on it.
You know
I want to make sure there's nothing like inappropriate. You know?
You don't want to say, like, my third eye's blind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't want that kind of shit
exactly,
over there.
Dude.
What does that mean?
I'm here, the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Why are you maniacally laughing?
We'll think of an
what are you up to?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I'm up to over here. I'm having a good time. I haven't been on
what's
the show.
What's the prank you're going to do on me?
I haven't been on the show in a while. Which one?
Oh, he's in your head now, bro. Now you think there's more than one coming. Fucking assholes. The assholes.
The assholes God. Are back at it. You
no,
know what I
mean?
Just
think there's one. He mentioned a prank like 2 years ago.
I know. It's a good one, too. We haven't done it.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yes.
I thought about it.
You
got
to do it.
It was one of those where you have to wait for many of the moons to line up. You know what I mean?
How many moons are there?
How many?
Many.
Are there?
Many. Well, this is again.
Three moons.
Wow.
Don't worry about it over there.
Right time, right place, right day.
AKA. The second best baby blues in San Francisco because now they're genetically altered. AKA.
Yeah, they're brown.
The engaged one. At Tim Gettys.
Every time you say it, I'll put up the asterisk.
Thank you. I appreciate that and I need that. That's the kind of support I need. You know what I mean?
I feel like. Because I can't do it. Hold on.
I feel like you two, all right? And this isn't meant to sound like an insult, but you two suck. All right? You know what I mean? It's like. It's like I'm out there and I'm running around the lake. You know what I mean? And I get winded, right? Are you offering water or a towel? Yeah. No, you're not. I sit down on the bench. You know what? Nick's the bench. Nick's there. No, I don't even know if I didn't even know I needed Nick, and Nick's there for me.
I'm there. I'm here, and I give him one of those little Dixie cups full of water.
Where are me and
where
Andy?
Is this going?
I don't know.
You guys are fucking.
You and Nick
coffee.
Are at the lake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're running. I'm running around the lake.
Okay.
I need help, but I don't know it. You guys are not ready to help me yet. He's the bench before I even know I need a bench. You know what
and
I mean?
And me and Tim are where?
You're just there.
Bottom of the lake.
So we're at the lake as well.
Hacky sack not attuned to my
we're
needs.
We're playing hacky sack?
Yeah.
What are the rules of hacky sack?
Keep the sack up.
I saw, oh my God, the other day at the airport, there was just a
please
dude.
Please tell me somebody's hacky sack.
There was a dude hacky sacking his mind out there inside of the airport. Like, he was waiting for his bags to show up to the little thing.
Yeah.
Man, he was killing it, dude. I wanted to hop in and just kind of like, hey.
Did you hacky sack ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we were super into buying really cool color combinations of hacky
sacks. Here's the thing.
I'm so happy I missed this.
I don't remember much about my hacky sack days, all right? But I do remember.
You had them.
Oh, yeah. I had them. Everybody had the sack.
Everybody had
you know
a
what
hacky
I mean?
Sack.
But
day.
Do you remember the thing where people would take some of the beads out?
No?
It was like how you want to deflate your ball a bit.
Really?
Like,
whoa.
Sometimes they would come too packed full of the beads.
Oh,
so you take some of the beads out because you wanted that little, like, you wanted a little, like, imagine like a baby's head deformed. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want it to be perfectly round. You want a little bit. So it had that, like, it had that nice, like, it had, like, you've ever watched, like, The Witcher or Lord of the Rings or something? You know how they're like, oh, I need a bard, and they toss the thing of gold down? You want that. You want that. Yeah, I didn't want to say coin purse.
It doesn't need to be about half full. So when I was in my band Polygonal, my band was called Ambolina, but Nick thought they were called Polygonal.
It's a cooler name, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a dope name.
When I was in my band, my first band, Astrophix, different other weird name.
What weird Greek mythology book
I don't even
did you pull
know.
This
I joined the band later.
Okay.
I joined the
God
band. So it was my friends like Javi and the brothers Rudy. Yeah, their dad was the one that was like, hey man, you gotta your dad's when's your dad gonna pick you up?
Oh but yeah, I remember that story. It's
a cool guy.
The dad or the kid? Javi?
All of them. Okay.
Which cool one guys. Is the dad cool that's man. Obsessed with watching the Book of Eli?
That's my friend, so Caesar and CP. Their dad loves Book of Eli. Every time I go over to the place,
have you told him you know
his
the guy?
Dad's always watching Book of Eli. No, I haven't told him.
Oh my God, you gotta get Gary to sign something.
Like, he's always like, it's a good movie. Like,
it's
always on every time.
Great movie.
But I'm telling you, like, I only go to his house once a year during the holidays and it's on. So we'd be like waiting for the shows to start. Like, we'd be like, you know, we'd be near our little trailer, like the truck, and we have we're taking out all of our equipment. No, we're like, everything's still like packed,
okay.
But we're unloading the equipment.
But you're doing this on
and
the
then there's time before the shows, and what do you do? We're hacky sacking and all that. Oh, wow. Like, there's no tomorrow, Greg. Yeah. And we're out there by the trucks, and bah, bah, and different bands start joining in. And it becomes a big pachanga. It's just like a hacky sack pachanga, big party.
Okay.
Nick looked at me.
Why did you say fiesta?
It's just, it sounded dirty.
Yeah. Is that a different, if I say fiesta, that what does that look like to you?
I guess that's also like a party.
More grande.
I feel like a fiesta is more like colorful and more
family oriented.
Yeah, gotcha. A pachanga is just like a whatever.
We're fucked up.
Yeah.
I go to a lot.
There's
of
a lot of beer. There's a menudo
being made. Menudo.
Oh yeah, not the band.
Oh,
just menudo
soup,
being made.
Right? Some sort of soup.
Soup. Yeah.
So it's like pasta vazul.
Yeah.
Yeah. We looked that up that one time.
But anyway, hacky sack was always happening before shows.
Yeah. It's one of those. Don't get me wrong. I respect all athletes. All right. I respect all athletes.
Okay.
But one of the things that make hacky sack a premier sport, right, is the fact that you can just carry it with you whenever. You know what I mean?
Can't do that with a soccer ball.
You can't.
No, it's too big. You fucking Ambolina rolls up to a thing and they got a fucking soccer ball.
Open up for polygonal.
Wow.
You can't.
And Book of Ambrosia, like, or whatever the fuck your first family.
You can fucking have, in the smallest of sacks, you can have a smaller sack that you hacky with. You know what I mean? You have it in the glove box. You have it in your pocket. You have it in your
fanny
pack.
That's also, by the way, 100%. The Achilles heel of hacky sacking is that it's fucking lame. That's what it's fucking lame.
It's a
I tried to hacky sack in high school.
It's lame because you can't do it.
For about a week, and I was like, this is not worth my time to learn how to fucking do this.
It's great.
It's just dumb.
I love hacky sack.
Buy one of the, you know what's cool?
Hacky sacking, skateboarding, DJing. Nick Scarpino's dumbless. Yeah.
First off, all dumbless and all shit you should stop doing after 30. Just letting you know that.
I mean, there are like millionaire DJs, like multi-millionaire.
Okay, are there?
Yeah,
are they over 30?
Are there? Yeah, all of them wear masks. You don't have fucking old. They are 15 years old.
Good point.
Marshmallow? What's he look like? Who knows? You could be Marshmallow.
Who knows?
Are you Marshmallow?
Hacky sacks are fun, man. You just got to get on
hacky sack. I did have a moment in high school where I hacky sacked, but I was like, but honestly, I was like, I don't get this. Because I had friends that played soccer, and like kicking the soccer ball up, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun because you get more of a tactile feel. You can fucking launch
it. Too big,
though.
Too big.
You get the mini soccer ball, the little focus ball.
You still can't carry that to like a wedding. The sack you could have.
If you hacky sack at my wedding, I'll come up and punch you right in the face. I would. I'd be like, not because I hate you, just because that's what you deserve.
If we ever do another world tour, can we make sure we always have a hacky sack on board? And then just like before we do the meetup, we're in the hotel lobby, hacky sack time.
For Kinda Funny Live Presents, the Kinda Funny Studio Party or whatever, we should look into what the biggest hacky sack thing of all time was and try to beat it.
That's such a
I thought you wanted
idea.
A big hacky sack.
No, I don't. Because defeats the purpose of the hacky sack. Because here's the thing I've been thinking about what we're talking about. Because I haven't thought about hacky sacks in a long time.
I love it.
It's one of those things where
you're not calling this episode the hacky sack episode, by the way, no matter how much you fucking talk about hacky sack.
What about the definitive hacky sack?
The definitive discussion on
ranking hacky sacks.
It's that thing, right, where in the hierarchy of everything, right?
The hierarchy of everything. Where do hacky sacks rank?
No.
In the hierarchy of everything.
I'm not even there yet. You're ahead
global
of
warming
you're
number
ahead
one. Hacky sacks number
in
two.
The hierarchy of everything, right? Yo-yos are lame, right? But they're close to being cool, right? You see somebody who can do a lot of yo-yo tricks, you're like, man, you're probably a pedophile, but it's cool. Like, you can do these walk the dog and do all this shit, right?
You got some drawbacks. There's a couple of them.
But the sack, man, that is when it's like Detroit.
The sack, man.
Don't call it that. No, nobody calls it that. Nobody calls it the sack.
But no, the sack has the freedom. You know, no strings tying me down. It's like James Spader, you know.
No
strings tying me down, Tony. That's what he said. Remember in the movie?
I've got no strings now, Tony.
What a good
And so that's the thing. Is like, that's why it's cool, because it's so versatile. And you can do it with more people than just the yo-yo. You know?
But they're always fucking dirty. That was always the problem. Someone was like,
cool.
Look,
they're as
man.
Dirty as the people kicking them,
they're
dude.
So
people
cool
look like
sack,
that
the
are
sack.
Doing hacky sacks. Look like hacky
exactly,
sacks.
Bro.
Like nine out of ten. It's a hate street, dude.
You're crazy, dude. We were hacky sacking in our youth. We were young. Mm. We were beautiful. We were great bodies. And it was always about getting a cool color combination. So I got a new one. It'd be like orange and orange with a yellow, like a blue stripe or a yellow blue stripe. It was so cool, dude.
Like a blue stripe or a yellow and blue stripe.
An orange and yellow blue stripe.
Where does one get so a hacky sack?
Now, here's
any fucking weed shop
like
ever?
Any mall.
Any patchouli oil shop?
Just to say, like, no, you were dead on that, like, hacky sacks look like the people who play with the hacky sacks. You know what I mean? That was the thing. We shouldn't have been doing it. We were kids. You know what I mean? But even ours was like a weird, mine was a weird knit one, right? With like, it looks like
aren't
it,
they all? Isn't that like a all. Feature?
Oh,
of
there's
got to
be a good leather hack.
An orange and a blue stripe.
Look at that dragon.
An orange and a blue stripe.
But look at Sir Hemp Sandlord. Like he looks like he's more than just you
Sir
know.
Hemp Sandlord. Definitely has gone to jail a couple times for.
Wait, hold on, go back. Look at that other one up there. It's Radic from itsradic.com.
Oh my god.
Brand name one. See, those look like they are.
That one with the dragons.
Those are my god!
The Dave Matthews Band logo.
Please, you know what? Can we get Joey?
Oh god!
We just had a $1 million idea, guys. Yeah. All right. Okay. Look at these
custom kind of funny
branded movies. Hacky sacks.
Yeah. Smiley face.
We call up Rooster Teeth, ring a ding ding, Bernie, and we're like, "Hey, yeah, Bernie, we want to get."
He's like,
some,
"I haven't worked there in months."
We want to get. He's not on the podcast. He's still very much in the warehouse, and he knows of the sack
in
levels.
The warehouse.
Can we get? Can I get the Joey mic turned up there?
Joey, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
This is
Joey,
very much not worth your
Joey
time.
Got a $1 million idea, all right? I need you to get on the phone to Bernie, and I need us to talk about the Kinda Funny store, kindoffunny.com/store, carrying Kinda Funny hacky sacks.
I think we're like 20 years too late on
this one.
Thank you, Joey.
Joey, these things
Thank
come
you.
In
it's
waves.
It's not the 90s anymore, guys.
These things come in waves. Neon, everybody's all in this neon
exactly.
train.
Exactly. People love fanny packs now, don't they? They right? didn't for a long time, and then they did a long time
I would
ago.
Say, I would say
like
a Kinda Funny branded fanny pack would probably sell better than
That's
the
true,
hacky
too. Can
sack.
We do that?
Yeah, sure.
Can, we, get, can we put the hacky sack in the fanny pack? Two for what?
Ah, shit. There you go.
How many hacky sacks can you get in
the
bag?
It's a hacky sack holder.
Yeah. It's a sack within a sack.
A sack we got a something here,
hey,
Joe.
Kev, do me a favor. Like, because Greg's talking a lot of shit about yo-yos. And granted, I get where you guys are coming from with the people that yo-yo. Questionable for sure.
Yeah.
But at least the tricks with yo-yos, pretty cool looking. Are there tricks with hacky sacks? Can you YouTube hacky sack stunts?
Oh, there's people. I mean, it's all about like.
You remember when they drove that car through the building into the other building into the other building? Yeah. They've done that with sacks off the roof.
You know, but unlike that scene, which was actually cool and creative, anyone that does, the cooler the thing is you do in hacky sack, the fucking lamer it is.
Look, oh my God, look at incredible really hacky sack routine.
113K.
This,
views.
By the way, will be like our Mr. Bucket thing, and this will be what takes us down,
great.
But I don't mind. I don't mind.
Sacks.
Damn.
Fuck, can we go to this?
This
Where
is the
is
invitational.
This?
What's with the.
This
I mean,
is the 2011 like, invitational.
The crowd is going wild.
Is that. A hacky sack court.
This guy is.
And here's
this guy's got it going on.
This guy has spent way too much of his young life doing
shitty Irish river dancing
and not enough doing anything
First off,
else.
Look at the
this.
Way he's using his hands. Or his, I'm sorry, his feet. His feet hands. And
but
like,
then
you
also look the way he's using his hands.
Whoa!
You look at the foot control this man has, and you tell me you don't believe an ape could talk to us. You know what I mean? Because like people are always like, they don't have thumbs. They don't have thumbs. We have to worry about them.
You
got to worry about
gold yesterday at lunch. Where Andy's talking to Kevin, he's like, dude, I love
podcast that wasn't aired yesterday.
I love Coco the monkey, and I love when Robin Williams taught her sign language. And then Kevin's like,
just to be clear,
Robin Williams did not teach the monkey sign language.
Yeah.
But Coco the gorilla loved Robin Williams.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
That's the point we're
There's
that
great
to.
Video where they're tickling each other.
Yeah,
and laughing.
But I don't know why I had it in my head.
Question
Robin
about
Williams
that.
Taught her sign language.
Question about that. What's Do up? You think Robin Williams, for at any second, worried about being torn in half by that monkey?
Oh gosh,
you know
what
I mean?
What the fuck you guys are talking about?
Coco the gorilla.
Yeah, Kevin, get me Coco gorilla. Robin Williams.
You don't
search.
Know Coco the gorilla?
You remember Coco, right?
No.
Sign
language.
Coco?
Sign language.
Nick, we were talking about.
Kill me. Why am I in captivity?
We were talking about the movie
Coco.
Climb
is better outside.
The movie Congo.
Congo.
Oh, because we were saying that in the same way Andy's friend's dad is always watching Book of Eli. When I was growing up, every time I went to Kevin's house, his parents were watching Congo. Every time.
You went to my parents, like, our house a lot.
A lot. And it was just, they were always watching this great fucking
And then we were like,
movie.
Yeah, and it had the gorilla that, like, knew sign language. It was just a person in a suit, really.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, I love, like, Coco the gorilla, how she knew sign language. And Robin Williams taught her.
Case.
Huh?
I didn't know it was K-O-K-O.
Oh, yeah, K-O-K-O, Kevin.
That's the coolest part.
So, yeah, I mean, look, there's Robin Williams, rest in peace, talking to Coco the Gorilla.
Oh, my God, that gorilla could fucking destroy
everyone.
Well,
that's my thing, is he goes in there and he's Robin Williams, right? And he's awesome.
Because she saw, like, the movies.
Yeah, Coco watched him a lot and loved him.
Big fan of Jack.
That's not even a lie. I think that Coco did watch.
Yeah,
that.
That's
Coco, I'm not joking.
Loves
no,
they, Jumanji.
And when they explain to Coco, Robin Williams has died or whatever.
I'm not pulling it up. It's too sad.
Yeah, you can
Coco
get that.
Coco got super sad, and it was very depressing.
Oh, is that her sad?
No.
But Kevin is a good point.
Go to the tickle.
Why don't you tell Coco? Leave Coco alone. Let
Kevin,
Robin live forever
fight.
In Coco's heart.
You see, they're playing like
there. It's there. Look at them tickling each other.
He's tickling her.
But don't get me wrong, this is awesome and how sweet and stuff, but like I still would have that thing in the back of my head.
This thing's gonna kill
this
me.
Thing's gonna
at
one point.
Moment. Look at it, it's so cute.
It's gonna get gas and be like, you know what? I gotta kill this guy.
That thing, if it was one so swing from that thing's head and you are or hand from that, you're fucking changed forever.
Nick, do you think in our lifetime we meet
he's
a monkey?
Robin Williams. He's Steely Robin's buddy.
Do you think we meet a monkey or we meet a dolphin that's like a little bit above everybody's
yeah,
like, listen,
definitely.
This is fucked up. Like, I'm not there all the way yet. I'm not, like, conjugating verbs and fucking writing books, but I'm more than a normal monkey / dolphin.
I mean, everything's still evolving. Even humans are still evolving. So eventually, maybe in our lifetime. Kevin, I don't know how long evolution takes, but I imagine no longer than 10 years, we're going to see a monkey driving a car right next to us.
Conjugating verbs.
So I don't know where you all were going with that conversation. I lost.
That's
like,
why. That's why he's my bench, and I'm his runner. All right.
I lost the thread. You're getting little Dixie.
Little Dixie cup. Little parched.
Joey wasn't even here for that. She's like, I'm out. I did not understand. But get on the phone to Bernie. Give me a haggy sack.
No, I totally agree with you, Greg. Where when I'm next to a dog, like a normal sized dog that's non-threatening, and I think to myself, at any moment, what if it just like. Freaks out and tries to attack me or whatever.
Dogs are domesticated. I'm not worried about
but
that.
But that's what I'm saying. No, it's just a dog, though. But there have been kids that get attacked by...
I thought you were about to say they're kids.
I feel the same way about kids, too, because they might at any given second spill shit on my shoes.
No, but I know what you're saying, where Robin Williams is sitting there next to Coco the Gorilla. And sure, it's all fun and games, but I'd be paranoid the whole time thinking, like, what if I do something to piss it off and it's like, fuck this guy, he's encroaching on my whatever, like...
Yeah, totally.
I'd be so terrified.
Wow. You see, we've all heard that the call from that woman whose monkey goes crazy and eats her friend's face. Like, horrifying, you know what I mean? Like, that's... Greg. You're one bad day away from that, Coco. Yeah.
I saw that episode live of Oprah.
Oh.
Because I...
was watching Oprah?
I didn't have cable back in the day. This is like when I went to community college.
So I
need
to watch something.
Yeah, I watched so much 2.5 Men back in the day. And but all
the ones like
keep going
half man
man
nice
man
polygon right there
polygonal but I had a little antenna just to get like over the air signals or whatever my dad made me out of like a piece of wood and wire hanger wire but I watched that episode of Oprah and the woman who was attacked had a veil over her face covering her face and she was gonna unveil how she looked after this attack. But underneath the veil, you could tell that something was going, something was up. Abyss. And it was really, you felt horrified. And they played the call. They played the horrifying call of her
friend,
calling in and being like, my monkey
eating her face.
Is ripping off and eating her face. Because her chimps just freaked out. They just like had a panic attack and
her
freaked
chimps.
Out.
Fucking people.
That's the problem, right?
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's what I always see whenever I think about getting Joey a capybara. I think, what if this thing fucking eats her?
When have you ever talked about this?
Kevin
and
please,
I talk about it a
Google
lot.
Please Google capybara. I don't know how to spell that
shit. CAPYBARA. I'm so good at spelling, dude.
So Joey,
C-A-P-Y.
So, Tim, for the longest time, I want to get Joey a dog.
Like Cappy Games.
But then I thought it'd be hilarious to get her a capybara, which is the largest
and
of
pretend
the...
pretend it was
the,
a dog?
Yeah, exactly. It's the largest land rodent known to man.
Yeah, but just the visual of this eating Joey.
Look at this thing. Look at how weird they look. They look like moose.
They're so bizarre.
Wait, go up a little bit to two up, down one.
Like, that's how big they are.
Yeah.
He's reading a book.
Look at it next to the woman.
He's reading a book.
Look how... Like, you don't realize how big they are until they're next to a human being. They're fucking big.
The one with the woman in the...
It looks photoshopped.
Yeah, that one, Kev. Look at that. Look at this thing.
That's big.
Tim, she's kneeling down, too. How stoked would you be to live with Joey's Cappy?
I mean... out of all animals, I'd rather live with this thing than like a dog.
That's an interesting.
Well, this thing, they don't move
that
fast.
This isn't domesticated. It's going to shit all over your house. Piss all over your house.
Yeah, they can't really.
Oh, I want that one with the blue background.
Look at this little fucking that thing's cute.
That thing's about to go.
That's
fuck
a wombat.
Someone's
wombats are cute.
I thought
bro.
You might like a wombat.
Like, I like wombats.
I can get down to the wombat.
He looks like Paddington.
He does. Yeah.
He's not
the naked Paddington.
I just want to make that clear.
What exactly is a wombat? Is that like a marsupial?
Whoa, it's huge.
That sounds right. I think it's a marsupial.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll investigate further.
There are many weird species of animals that just don't really make
marsupial,
sense.
Marsupial, we nailed it.
No, here's the thing about it. Not only are there so many weird species of animals, there's just the ones that don't grab headlines. When's the last time? You could have shown me that. I would not have known that's a wombat, right? I know the word wombat, of course.
Do you know what a Tasmanian
combat
devil
wombat
looks like?
No, just the cartoon version.
Isn't that crazy? I looked up a Tasmanian devil the other day. That popped up in my feed. And I was like, whoa, that's
there,
a weird looking
one. Oh, I figured it out.
I don't like seeing
never would have guessed this. I would have been like, oh, man. If you
terrifying
if you show
thing.
Me this, what is it? I'm like, it's some kind of it's a reverse
it's a cat,
skunk.
It's a weird cat.
It's a reverse skunk. It got
like a mangy cat.
Like skunk family.
Guys, look how cute it is.
Until it opens its mouth.
The other day, everybody's got teeth,
most
man.
Animals look scary when they open their mouth.
Yeah, you've seen Portillo.
When I was leaving the stream, the last stream
picture.
We did, it was nighttime and it smelled like skunk. And I was like, okay, there's a skunk out, so I want to make sure I don't get sprayed because Greg
just cool,
and
Greg.
Kevin will never fucking
God,
let me
that
hear
would
the
be,
end of this.
That would be the
they
best.
Would never let me hear
the it. Only way it could get better is if you got sprayed the night before the Oscars thing and you couldn't come to the Oscars thing for the second year in a row, but this time instead of shingles, it was skunk.
But I was like, this thing's close because it smells pungent. And I looked over on the other side of the street. I saw a little fluffy tail like running to bushes. And I was like, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen, but get the fuck away from me.
I walked a foot away, a foot close to a raccoon the other day.
Shouldn't have done
you
that.
Didn't know it was a
pets.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
Like, I made this mistake, the fatal mistake that every human being out there is making.
Everybody
need to be
makes
more careful.
It.
So this is a public service announcement for everybody.
What was that thing, Kevin?
Stop looking. A little quokka, a little Australian.
What's a quokka?
Stop looking at your phone when you're walking down the street. Because not only can traffic kill you,
raccoons.
But you could walk near really close to a raccoon.
You were really close to him. You Instagram storied about it.
But, like, and I was a little bit further away by that point until that's when I realized that it was a raccoon, but legitimately it's like where Tim is, and I'm walking by it, and in my peripheral I thought it was a cat just like chilling there, and then I kind of like I look up and I was like, oh fuck,
what's up, Andy?
And it's like this tall.
They're big.
Dude, it freaked me the fuck out, and I kind of walked away from it. I was like, oh my, and it was just like eating through this like little trash thing that people had left there, and it kind of like looked at me and like gave me a little fucking look.
I told you the story about we for like a month straight we had this just a fucking fat ass raccoon that would raid our garbage, pull out chicken, and eat it on the third step leading up to like the back entrance to my apartment
complex.
How is there
so much chicken in there?
I don't
only
know. Someone,
the third step.
Someone just like one of my neighbors was like hella into that rotisserie chicken from Costco or whatever it is.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they just kept getting it and they kept only eating, you know, down to like the normal not Greg Miller portion where you still see some meat and bones, but no, you're not a fucking
that's you wasting
vampire.
It. That's you wasting it.
But every like for like 3 nights straight, I'd come home and see like in the morning I'd see the remnants. But one time I caught this fucking thing and it was sitting on the third step with its fat dopey ass and it looked up at me as it was eating. And I kind of made a move, and it didn't move.
Sorry,
and I was like,
my chicken,
well
bro.
Played. And I went around to the front entrance. I was like, this is someone
this is
else's
his
problem.
Now.
Yeah,
it's his house
this
now.
Shit. That's terrifying.
Beware the spooky raccoon hands is the YouTube video Kev just pulled up from the dodo.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, yeah, like,
dude, here's the thing about raccoons in San Francisco. There's never just one.
Yeah, no.
It's
no.
always
oh,
the
no,
family.
They're packs.
Yeah, I have... when I was walking, leaving my apartment one day, I was going to post a video, but then I kind of would have doxed myself because I showed the street I was on and everything.
Sure, sure.
But I was walking down my stairs. I saw a pack of like four just on the sidewalk, and they were about to cross the street. And as they were walking out, they saw me and just like a couple of them tried to freeze. And they just like stood there. And I was like, you're right there. And I just like kind of videoed them or whatever. And eventually they just like all crossed the street into like a little place or whatever.
Cool, Greg. Take shotgun there.
But the one I walked by earlier really scared me.
Cool, Greg. You're a creature of the night. You're out there getting into all sorts of antics. Have you had run-ins with raccoons out there? Are they giving you some shit?
Not bad ones.
No, just good ones?
Me and Kevin just saw some coyotes like 2 nights ago.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that.
Where were they? Because that's a big threat lately.
Like across the street from Tim's house.
You think they
were two of them hanging out, and they were planning some shit. I don't
and you're
know
deep,
what.
You're deep. Like, because Golden Gate Park, obviously, is the big... Oh, it's right around the park. It's
there's the other park. The zoo.
You think they're encroaching?
Oh, you think they're
encroaching on raccoon territory.
It's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They left the zoo that night, and then they're going to get back in there before anybody notices. Get tucked back into bed.
So this is like some, we're about to experience kind of like a gang warfare.
Like
right
the
here.
Crips and the Bloods or the Jets and the Sharks.
The Coyotes
and the Raccoons.
I'm excited for this.
I mean, I'm Team Raccoon. Like, for sure.
Me First too. Off, they'll make peace, and then the raccoons will ride the coyotes.
Oh, my God, Greg.
Kevin, can you Google can't raccoon
I
riding
can, but they
coyote.
Can.
I was like, I couldn't think of anything.
Swinging bags of trash above
that. Why did I do that?
Because they have some sort of weapon.
They
have
like a lasso or something.
What's
he
riding? Oh, dude.
Yeah, this is great. What is this shit? Fuck off this thing.
Yeah, man, block on.
Support people, Kevin.
Just so you know, Kevin, I didn't say raccoon riding an alligator, but I'm happy it's here.
I know what you said, and I just want to show you this. This is...
There was a video the other day that popped up on Twitter of a little friend duo of a coyote and some sort of raccoon-like creature. I don't remember exactly. It wasn't a raccoon, but it was... No, definitely, it wasn't on Australia. But it was a coyote and maybe like some sort of larger rodent, kind of like a raccoon, similar thing. But they were hunting and being friends together, and they were caught on night vision camera. And like a little coyote like is about to walk in a tunnel, and it turns around, and then you see like its little friend come behind it, and they just walk into a tunnel together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, they're gonna go deal drugs. What's going on here?
Here we go. Oh, now, Kevin, if you're an audio listener, has another video up. World's most talented raccoon rides bicycle.
This is so much you like to
That is it. That is a fucking talented raccoon, if I do say so myself.
Good for that raccoon.
What's he pushing?
Raccoon, again, if it didn't have rabies, would be a dope
About
ass
to
pet.
Beat Lance Armstrong.
Dope ass pet.
Oh, yeah. Raccoons are fantastic.
Man, this raccoon can do it all.
Look
man.
At it.
Scooter, skateboard.
Wow, he's a multi.
He knows how to ring a bell for food. That's a
multi-tool athlete.
I don't think they all
have it. Raising the British like flag.
Do they
Brexit
all have
probably
rabies?
Got rid of this. Most do.
You think so?
I hoped like it cut to another one where he's got glasses on, he's teaching like trigonometry. Like, wow, I can do it all.
And he's in one of those amazing like East Coast professors like, at schools where he's like,
he's showing the board and he looks at a student and he's like, come on,
like, bro. It's Matt Damon. And he's like, oh, I can't figure it out.
If you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Shit. Each and every week, four best friends gather on this table.
You did it! You bought the shirt!
Boom!
You idiot!
You made it to February!
Well, that was a dumb joke to begin with. Who cares?
Stupid bitch.
If you like our shenanigans, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can tell us
just
a few
bucks. That I didn't have to do it.
Oh, yeah?
Because I always fuck it up.
Yeah,
fuck it up in your absence so badly.
You, of course. You do a great job, and I love you, and I appreciate you doing it. Don't
we
worry.
Appreciate
I can be your bench, too. Don't
I
worry about
that. I
got
a compliment to pay you later.
Okay, cool.
Another one?
We never got a one. We strung it all out.
Yeah, right. We start talking about fucking gorillas tearing people's faces off. And me being garden furniture.
Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get your questions read. You can be a producer, which we'll read soon. You can get all sorts of cool benefits and t-shirts and pins and all sorts of rad stuff. It's awesome. You also get the show with a post show. You get the show ad-free and you get a post show that nobody else gets. So congratulations to you. Remember, if you don't want to give us any bucks, it's no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe.
I'm in now.
Too late.
All in.
He's too late. Before we go any further, let's cover some housekeeping and thank the plethora of Kind of Funny podcast Patreon.
Would you say
producers.
That we have a plethora of podcast producers?
Yes. See. What
does
he say?
See.
I don't know what this
what
is.
What is it?
Plethora.
The three amigos. It's
good. I haven't seen that as an adult ever.
Oh my God.
I saw it as a kid.
It's
great. You know what I mean?
Pretty racist and some fun.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. But you know.
I mean, you know, what is it?
James Davis, David Mintel, the Mind Freak, Mohammed Mohammed, Justin Toff, Drew Garnier Frutis, DJ Kenta, Keith Lewis, Richard Abramson, Abrahamson,
the small biologist, that one.
The nanobiologist is the small biologist.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
That's his new one? Okay.
He didn't call him that today.
James Hastings, Cameron Reagan, Mark Freeman, Alex J. Sandoval. Damn it. I thought I was doing a good picture. Matthew Batson. Andrew Feistner. Frank Furter. Sean Valerick. Valoric? That's made up.
Valerian.
Chris Pascal. Devon Holbrook. Seth Ginger.
Okay, that's the one. That's the one.
Seth Ginger, you're the new Burt Meg.
Yeah.
Steve Powers. Ali Haji. Tanner Kirby. Ray Burt. That's a good one, too.
Ray Burt Meg.
I think the word Burt is just funny to you.
It's such a weird it's just weird. It's a weird
Bartholomew
word.
Bartholomew Nuts Bart.
Because I look at it, you know, I look at it, I'm like, B-U-R-T, not funny. B-E-R-T, hilarious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when a kid writes something in crayon and like one of the letters is backwards. You're like, ah, you're adorable. The Cars for kids. You. Andrew C. Quaid, start the reactor, Burnett. Samuel Aldersey. Anthony Esquivel.
Esquivel,
thank you. Charlton.
Alvarenga.
God, you guys have been practicing these when I'm not around, huh? Yeah, that's what you do in your off time? Fuck me.
They did it really good.
Keep going then. Melissa Horton.
With a Y.
Yeah. Parker.
Luckenbach.
Go for it. Luckenbach.
Luckenbach.
Yeah.
Daniel Arroyo. Kieran O'Donnell. Oh, Kieran and O'Donnell. And then Lee Palero.
I knew what you were going for, but it sounded like you were screaming. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, Kieran O'Donnell. I didn't have a running start to that
sure.
one. You know?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
had to just jump in with you the incredibly insulting Irish accent.
It sounded like you walked into a room. Oh, you Kieran saw that Kieran O'Donnell. Had destroyed a lot of your stuff. You're like, oh, Kieran.
Kieran's my dog.
Today we're brought to you by Upstart, Honey, and Quip, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, Nick, you're going to give me a compliment, and then Tim, you're going to give me a topic. Andy, just keep looking good. That's
you're
what, pretty is
what are you doing? Stretching? What are you doing? Stretching. Stretching. Belly button.
I screwed up my neck at the
let Kevin
the
rub
gym,
you,
dude. And it's just
yeah, Kevin will rub you good.
Kevin, like
come
right rub
Kevin,
right
come
now.
Give him a rub. Don't do the neck snap thing. Nobody likes that. It's creepy and scary.
It's creepy and scary.
Just like all the way down here.
So I wanted to pay you a compliment, Greg.
Allow it.
And it's unexpected. It's this might sound like not a compliment, but but
Nick Scarpino way.
But I mean it in the best possible way. So I started reading a book called Stephen King on Writing.
Sure.
Which I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but
I've heard Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King, obviously prolific horror and sci-fi writer.
Got hit by a car once.
Got hit by a car once. Oh yeah, I got hit by a van.
Jogging.
And he wrote a book on writing, which is just about sort of his life, his experiences, and his process. And I've heard a lot of people say it's great. If you're you know any into writing at all, just obviously he's one of the most prolific authors of our time. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a read. I bought it the other day, gave it a read. Started reading. It starts with he's like, don't read between the lines any of this stuff. This is just what I can remember of my childhood. It's all sort of like here and there and everywhere. But this is just stories from my childhood that led me to one way or the other toward writing. So
sure.
This is how I got into it, right? And as I'm reading this, I was like, this could be Greg Miller's childhood bio.
Oh, raccoons and stuff?
No. Yes. But like just crazy stuff. Growing up, and he grew up in Maine, obviously, so not Chicago or the suburbs of Chicago, but like had his brother and he ran their own newspaper. And he was just what struck me was that mentality of going like, oh, there's this magazine is asking for submissions. I'm a 12-year-old. Why don't I submit to it?
Yeah.
And then got rejected and was like, oh, I'll just keep doing it. And he just kept writing stories and kept getting rejected. But none of it like ever got him down. And I was like, who do I know that's like this?
Yeah.
And then your face just kept popping into my brain.
Yeah.
And it's that mentality that you had where it was just like
he was sitting on you as the bench. You were the bench and he was
yes.
He kept sitting on you. You're like, oh, that's who it is. It's
exactly. So ultimately what I'm saying is I see a lot of parallels between young Greg Miller, the greatness that you have become, and Stephen King.
Thank
is
you.
All I'm saying.
Very
I'll
similar people.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pay you another compliment.
Oh man, am I dying? Is my doctor gonna come here and say something bad?
It might not sound like a compliment, but last night Cool Greg comes back to talk to me. He's like, hey man, like Greg Miller's from like around Chicago, right? I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just weird. Like so many cool rappers that I like are from there. And Greg's there too.
Mm-hmm. That means I don't know if they were out in my suburbs. I don't know if the rappers Cool Greg identifies with were out in DuPage County going to the Glen Ellen cardboard boat regatta. Right?
The Miller house and the fucking little Uzi Xvert house or whatever the fuck.
I've told a story before, but I remember that was, you know, when I moved to Mizzou and like that, you know, the first 3 months when people were like, oh, where are you from? I'd be like Glen Ellen. I get that blank stare and be like, it's Chicago. I'm from around Chicago. So you just start shortcutting too. I'm from Chicago. And then I remember throwing a house party 1 year, the 2 years later, sophomore or junior year. And somebody was like, hey, Greg, this guy's from Chicago too. I was like, oh, hey, man, where are you from? And he's like, whatever, Halstead. And I'm like, whoa, no. For the record, I know that I'm not Chicago. You are Chicago. I am not. I have
you
to explain it to these,
word, yeah.
these simps here. They don't know what's going on. He's like, yeah. I got it.
I told you there's a great episode of BoJack Horseman where one of the characters moves to Chicago.
Yeah.
And when she first moves there, she just keeps telling people that. And all the natives are like, well, you're not really from Chicago. You're from this. And then as she finally becomes a Chicagoan, is that what they say? Yeah. She then finally starts arguing with other people about it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're not really from that. Like, I'm from here and there. It's like you get that
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Character development.
Yeah.
No, it's just more like
growth.
I was like, we didn't give a fuck. In Southern California, I'm like, I'm from SoCal. And then people go, where? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you. Because <it's laughs>
this
sad.
Conversation is
it's
over.
It's a sad, shitty town. Yeah. Well, it's not shitty. It's good now. It's fine now.
That happened to me on the internet. A listener to the show was like, Andy.
Who's being rude to you?
We're from the events you were at were in Arlington, not Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm from Arlington. When people
Arlington,
say,
Texas,
when
where
people say,
who got shot?
When people like just lump everything into the Dallas area.
Dallas. Wait, what? Was it in Arlington?
Maybe.
No, it was Dallas. It was Dallas. The book depository. I've been there. Excuse me, everybody. My partner in crime is talking, all right? Not
my
these
bench.
Two.
Great.
Fucking. Yeah, exactly. You guys are there at the water throwing fucking bird seed to the ducks.
Stones.
All right? Yeah,
we're there at the cardboard boat exhibit.
Yeah. Boat regatta. All right? Put some respect
the
on the name.
What the fuck is a regatta?
It's a boat
We'll
race.
Get to that in a second.
It reminds me of prosciutto.
Regatta?
No, that's ricotta.
Yeah, ricotta that's reminds me of cheese. Yeah, yeah. It was he got? Yeah, it was Dallas, Texas. I've been to Dallas.
Why did I pull Arlington out of my ass? Who got shot in Arlington, Texas?
A lot of people.
I mean, people get shot everywhere. I guess I don't know. But anyway, it was just one of those things where she was like, you know, it's disrespectful to where I'm from Arlington. You keep saying Dallas. Everybody lumps in, whether you're from Fort Worth or Arlington, no matter what, everybody lumps it into Dallas. And I was like, well. I just say Dallas because people don't understand what the fuck Arlington is.
Yeah, no, totally.
So it's like when I lived in Round Rock, Texas. Where are you from, Andy? I'm from Austin.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Arlington's got to understand. Nobody gives a shit except for that song, Paint Me in Arlington. That's a good one.
Is that a song?
Except for that person Arlington Cemetery, right?
See, growing up in SoCal and not really being near anything, that was always what's hard.
Yeah, but SoCal.
So I would say I grew up in SoCal. People go, oh, where? Cool. LA? And I'd be like, not really. It's like 40 minutes outside
of around
like,
there.
Where else? I was like, kind of near Orange County. And people go, where's Orange County again? I'm like, don't. We're done.
It's the
we're
movie.
Not going to talk
it's
about
a Jack
this
Black
anymore.
Movie.
TV show.
That was a Jack Black movie. That's good. Better TV
show. I thought it was going to be a really good movie. And it's just like.
That's the Colin Hanks one, right?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, though, the McGee TV show was phenomenal.
The what?
McGee produced that TV show, the OC with
the OC.
Oh,
McGee produced OC.
Yeah, that was a McGee production.
What? How? Yeah. That doesn't even add up in any way,
McGee
shape, or form.
McGee was the shit for a while.
Who
I understand.
McGee.
McGee's
the director
of Charlie's Angels.
Movie.
The only reason I know this is because I was talking to my buddy,
the 90s Charlie's Angels,
who worked on Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
I'm
and
so
he was,
jealous.
He's, so he knows everything about McGee. He was like, yeah, he started
he
a company.
Everything.
There was there was like a 10-year span where McGee was the shit. And apparently, he started a production company, and they executive produced like the OC and a few other TV shows
wow,
and stuff.
Good for
so,
him.
Yeah, he was good.
McGee also directed that babysitter movie on Netflix.
He did. It was a good movie.
I very much disliked it.
The stories that Brennan tells me about working on that movie are I'm just like, how did this shit happen to
it's,
you?
It's a movie, man.
He told me a story the other day about getting invited to a 4th of July party at Drew Barrymore's house. And he was like, I got there and like the whole, everyone was there. And he was like, this is just he was like 19 years old. Very, very weird. Very, very weird.
I had such a crush on Drew Barrymore.
I still have a crush on Drew Barrymore.
Cool.
Bruh.
Cool.
Fucking, you know, Lucy Liu can go for a walk. If you know what I'm talking about. What's your topic,
Jesus.
Tim?
Yeah, what's your topic, Tim? You're
the
on
topic, Kevin, is what I sent to Assets.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a audiovisual guy.
It's a fucking raccoon riding a whale.
It is a visual. Troy Baker tweeted this recently. He wasn't the source of it.
God, Troy's hair looks so good at Dice Awards.
Can we see a picture of Troy at the Dice Awards, please?
But Troy tweeted this. Never have I ever. Give yourself 1 point for each thing you haven't done. Okay. We've done this before for like foods we don't like or foods we wouldn't eat.
Sure.
But I saw this and I was pretty interested by it.
Because Troy Baker's a piece of shit. He said zero.
Troy Baker,
he's done
zero,
all this.
0 points.
Or
I recently,
not done all this,
during lunch, I did this with Blessing. Blessing was surprisingly close to zero. He didn't hit zero. Or no. The opposite of zero to 20.
Wait, what?
No.
You get a point for what you haven't done.
Have not.
This
done.
Is like the cool kids list. If you're an audio,
if you're close to zero, you're cool as hell.
If you're an audio listener, the first one to skip school, right? So like that's giving you where you are. You know what I mean? So you don't get a point.
So should I delete my reply because I replied to him? Should I delete it?
Why not?
We should keep the mystery.
No, I mean we're gonna do it right now,
it's
but
fine.
Like I don't know what it looks
this
like.
Is fine.
Okay, cool.
Because there's a couple here that I feel like I want some clarification on
sure.
about what we're counting and what we're not. All right, so sure. I'm just gonna jump ahead to them. All right, done drugs.
Sure.
And smoked. Those are two separate
ones. I would say smoked a cigarette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done
drugs. Weed doesn't count for smoked.
I would
put it in there.
Probably count it for both. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, because you do have to inhale it.
Okay.
Because if I smoked meth, I would definitely
count
both.
But does weed count as drugs?
Yeah, definitely.
Does alcohol count as drugs?
No.
Why not?
We're getting into a deeper
discussion here. Because number 20, been drunk.
I mean, there's some, a lot.
Well, alcohol's not a drug, all right? If I can buy it in a store, it's not a drug.
Well, I mean, marijuana is, but that's a new thing.
Yeah, so what you're growing up
when they were doing it, was it illegal?
It's saying right now, man.
I mean, I have ibuprofen in my backpack. That's a drug.
Okay, nobody likes those stupid, like, we're going too far with it.
See,
here's what I want you to know.
That's a fucking blessing answer, close to 20. Is it alcohol controlled substance, though? That's a fucking loser answer. You're not a loser, Andy.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
If anyone were to be like, hey,
you want to do some alcohol?
Put down the drugs,
fucking
and you're
nerd.
Holding a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
You're going to look at that idiot. You're going to be like, I'm not holding drugs. Idiot.
Listen here, officer. I'm getting my gun. Is it real or fake? I'll see you in court.
Okay.
That's a great way to escalate that situation.
So we're going to go one by one.
Okay.
Do we have you put your fingers up.
Okay. If you haven't done something, you put your finger up, right?
Give yourself 1 point for each thing you have not done.
Okay.
Skipped school.
Of course, I have to skip.
Yeah, come on. You have to skip.
I went to college.
For think all the N64 wrestling games. Yeah, I had to skip them.
A bone.
My nose is. Still
I've never
broken
a bone.
I don't think I've broken a bone either.
My nose is not a bone.
Cartilage, right?
Did you break the nasal bone? Up
it's
here?
Just like all fucked, Kevin.
Yeah, no, you didn't
break it. I've never broken a bone.
Nasal bone's up here.
Whoa. Kevin's okay, so I've never broken a bone then. That's one.
I broke a bone. Broke my collarbone.
Wait.
Then put your fingers up. Don't act like you're too cool. Or shit, is it the other way around?
No, it's the other way around.
Okay, everyone, I'm sorry.
Done drugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you didn't do fire a gun.
Yeah, why are you skipping guns? Why are you scared of guns all of a sudden?
Sorry, fired a gun. But also, Nick, I got distracted because Nick did it
wrong. Sorry, you're wrong. I'm right. Right, you're right.
Fired a gun. Right. I have not fired a gun.
I have not fired a gun either.
You didn't fire a gun at Kevin's bachelor party?
Mm-mm.
He abstained.
I did too, but I was just questioning. You know?
Done drugs.
But I fired other guns. Don't worry about me.
Your dick don't count, bro.
Smoked marijuana.
The reefer.
Smoking the fucking
get
gun.
Get him, poppers. Ben in a limo.
For sure, bro.
I was just
fucking
in a limo.
Wait,
you kidding me?
My life is dope. I do dope shit.
I don't think I've been in a limo.
So many limos. You never been to a wedding where you're in a limo?
Might as well call him Timos, man.
I skip on
don't call him
weddings.
Timos. That sounds real bad.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
He's your bench, see?
He is my bench.
But he's like a ratty bench that you don't want. And it's got splinters coming out
of
it.
It's a rat you can get at california.com/store.
We're like, how did the splinter get through my jeans?
Gotten a tattoo.
I've never gotten a tattoo.
Never gotten a tattoo.
I have two now.
You have two tattoos?
No, I have two points.
Oh. I have 2 points as well.
A lot of people are listening to this right now driving a car. Their kids whining in the back. You know what I mean? Oh, daddy, the seatbelt's too hot. It's burning my leg. Help me.
The car's on fire, apparently, in this scenario.
Ridden a horse.
Why are there so many eggs back here, Dad?
Who has ridden a horse?
I've ridden a donkey.
I've ridden a camel also.
A horse is not a donkey, though.
All right, that's fine for me.
My thing is, you tell me if this counts or not. In elementary school, a cop came with a horse and put me on the horse and held the horse and, like, walked me.
Yeah, I count that. Okay. Yeah. You know what it's like to have power between your thighs. Yeah, yes, that's all it is. Exactly. That's what it comes down to. Wait,
what did she say? What did your mom say in front of thousands of people?
Dan Riker, when she was yelling at Dan Riker, it was something like, I climb on 1,500-pound sweaty beasts every day or whatever. Everyone's like, whoa. I was like, whoa, mom, stop. Okay. She rides horses.
All right. Sung karaoke.
Definitely. I mean, that shit.
You haven't sung karaoke.
You did.
Does it count when I did it with Gary? Not
yes.
really, because
no,
we sing
that
all
doesn't
the time.
Count. That
but
doesn't
you,
count.
How does that not count? It was karaoke words on the screen. It
there was
a
no audience. That's not there was no audience.
There was a Twitch audience.
There was a massive audience.
But I also,
you have to be able to see the fucking depression
I wasn't
in people's
at a bar.
Eyes.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Six for me.
You've never done karaoke?
God, man.
I've been to a karaoke bar once, and I've mentioned this before, but the line was, it was too packed. And so we waited there for about an hour and a half. We were like, all right, we couldn't get in. But I pick Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Hell yeah. Got a ticket.
I got a lot of tickets.
Oh, God.
I got tickets, too.
Got a ticket.
So. I got my photo taken on one of them. We captured you. Here's your photo. It was you in the car.
I got speeding, peeing in public, and illegal U-turn.
All of mine have been speeding.
Public, huh?
Illegal U-turn was the first time first ticket, bald afterwards. I was like 17 coming back from a WWE show, and I was so lost and scared.
Ran a red light.
Ben arrested.
No,
I've never been arrested.
Sorry.
Oh, shoot.
I keep forgetting the rules. You know what
me
I mean?
Me too.
Gone ziplining.
Never gone ziplining.
Never gone ziplining.
I've gone ziplining.
I don't know if
how do you not know?
You've either zipped or you haven't zipped.
Because when I think of the way that you ziplined, you were like zipping over these cool like
jungle
areas.
No.
He did it right by
the ocean. Oh, I've been ziplining. I have gone ziplining.
Wait, didn't
we did it at Comic Con?
Wasn't that by Embarcadero too?
That's true too.
That's right. We went ziplining at Comic Con.
Where you guys did it with guns?
Yeah, that was Comic Con.
That was like the first time I met Jen.
Yeah.
Zipline.
So maybe
it's a no, Andy.
I'll say yes because I did it one time at some weird like kind of summer camp for theater.
That counts.
Okay, all right.
But it wasn't like a cool thing.
Well, you don't have to zipline over the fucking Amazon forest.
Okay.
You got on a zipline and went and
I did a mile long zipline.
Fair. A mile?
Yeah, it wasn't as fun as you think.
That's a long time.
I was gonna say that's long enough to like I don't want to be on the zip line anymore.
Maybe it was shorter. Maybe it was half a mile. But
Ben on TV.
I'm on TV all the time. If you're in Boston, watch me on the news tonight talking about PAX East and PlayStation.
I read the weather school question in elementary school. The ancient Roman god who was known as the shepherd of the clouds was A. Mercury, B. Jupiter, C. Mars. The answer is Mercury.
He's told us that before.
Wow, that was really cool. I don't think I've ever been on TV.
Really?
Ever? Yeah. Trying to think.
It's usually just police sketches of you, right?
Yeah.
Sexy man prowls neighborhood.
No, that's not what it is.
I like how it started positive, still ended up prowling. Nick doesn't care if it's bad news as long as they think he looks good. As long as he's sexy.
Women don't know whether to be confused or turned on.
All right. Been on TV. Nick, like, let's break this down. I've been on TV.
I don't think I've ever been on TV.
Dressed as a dragon.
What?
It's true.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I thought hard enough about it, they didn't notice a bit of time.
Oh, they did.
I have, you want me to pause the show and dig around, I have that. When we did the Secret Service stuff at Beta Breakers, we were on TV that one time. I have a screenshot of it. You might be in that photo.
That counts. I was probably in that then.
I'll give it to him.
Oh! Disney Emoji Blitz.
We have been on TV.
You've been in a commercial. Did you see the end of the Mandalorian stuff?
I did. Yeah. I did. I sent a picture to Gio. I'm like, I guess we're back.
Mando.
She redownloaded it.
You're so good.
Been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, but I want to go on Alaska.
I've been on cruises.
That's what killed Grandma Miller. Don't do it.
They're terrible.
I want to go on a cruise where I see cool, like,
Chris Jericho.
Grandma Miller wanted to do that, too, and then she died afterwards. Is that what you want? You want to catch pneumonia? Leave Helen Bessett there all alone. That's what she did.
Oh, my God. She died on the cruise?
She came back, but her and Helen were there having a great time.
Oh, I see.
And then she had pneumonia and she died. Now, let me tell you, with all due respect, I don't even know if Helen Bessett's still alive. Hold on. There's no way. Anyway. Let me do the math. I don't think she's 130 years old. Like, always thought she'd be the first to go. You know what I mean? Because they were best friends. You know what I mean? It was like you and Kevin or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, clearly Kevin will die first. It's like, but then it was, you know, Graham Miller's got pneumonia, went down.
You think I'm going to die first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you make it to 2022. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You think you're so healthy.
No, I do not.
I don't think it's a health thing. If I had to guess how Kevin dies.
A car's going to fall on you somehow.
No, I'm going to die old.
Or like a light fixture.
Really old. Like shockingly old. Definitely live past you guys. I would piss on all your graves.
All right. Oh, joke's on you, man. I'm going to be cremated and stuffed inside of you.
So visual.
It's one of those things where like Kevin wakes up in a bathtub full of ice. He's like, you guys took my kidneys? We're like, no, we beneath your skin, we put Nick's ashes.
Gotten a piercing. Spelled wrong.
I've never gotten a piercing. It's really hard to hold up all your fingers except your pinky finger. Really hard to do that.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Smoked.
There we go.
Oh yeah, I smoked.
I've
smoked a cigarette before.
Met a celeb.
Yeah,
I am a celebrity. Meet myself every morning.
You're not.
Been skydiving.
Never been skydiving.
Never will.
Yeah, it doesn't seem cool.
Had a one-night stand.
I had a one-day stand.
Yeah, I was going to say, stuff like that, right? Yeah.
A one-day stand?
No, a one-night stand is like you meet someone at a bar, you've known them for 2 hours, you bang, and then you never see them.
But I think a one-day stand, not the same thing, but in the day?
Not if you went on a date with the person.
No, I didn't go on a date. It was just hey, I met you on MySpace, I want to go bang.
That counts then.
Like back in the day.
Wait, was that a hookup? Was there work done beforehand?
It was just a hookup. It was just a hookup.
But like what I'm saying, were you guys texting like a week beforehand?
Not a week, maybe like hours, days, or something like that.
Oh, you know, I'll allow it. I'll revise it.
I don't know. It feels like too much. Like,
I've never done a one night set because I don't go to clubs or bars or anything. I don't go like, hey, let's go home. You want to find a quieter place to go hang out, or what do you say to girls? I don't know.
You nailed it. That's it.
Hey, why don't we get out of here?
Is that what you say?
Yeah. I mean, I've never said that to anyone. Hey, I say that to Jen when we want to leave you idiots to go to sleep.
Like, the building's on fire. We have to leave. Come to my apartment.
There's only one building I know that's flame retardant. Come to my apartment.
Skinny dipped.
Hell no. You
never
me?
Skinny
for
dipped.
For sure.
You've never skinny dipped?
Fuck no. Have you seen me? I got to lure people into liking me. Then I can show them what I look like naked.
Greg Miller.
Yeah.
The man that I've seen more of than any other
you
man.
See a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen all of you.
Huh?
You've skinny dipped? Y'all have skinny dipped?
I've skinny dipped.
Like with
many
friends
times.
And shit or what?
Oh,
yeah,
for yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Girlfriends, friends.
Oh, okay.
Siblings.
Strangers. Strangers when I'm sexually prowling.
Sexily.
Like, you can't die. That's a puddle. You can't swim in that.
I gotta get in it.
There was one time, it was less of a skinny dip and more of a streak.
Yeah, sure.
But it was nighttime, and we were out in the Sunset District.
Sure.
And we were at dinner, and it was just like a bunch of my friends. The garage, the Korean garage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember that place.
That sounds
like people
like
used to go there all the time when we were in Brisbane.
Maybe.
To the Sunset?
It's a Korean restaurant that is in a garage, and like when you want people service, you ring the doorbell. Like a,
what? Yeah. And this is in the
like,
Sunset?
Oh, not a doorbell. A garage door opener thing.
What?
Yeah.
I can look into this. Sounds
great. It's great. But we were there, and then at some point, like one of the girls we were with was like, hey, we should all go to the beach and like streak. And I was like,
yeah, we should.
Yes,
that's
we
a great
should.
Idea.
And then like my friends were like, punk ass bitches, they didn't want any part of that.
Because they
like,
got small dicks.
I was like, you guys, you need to realize it's a trade off here.
James Burke. Yeah, but James Burke was like, this is an authentic Giants jersey. I'm not
James,
put it
James
in the
is
sand.
Not there. But
bro,
like,
I got a hat that matches.
Oh my God. Why
tried.
Is he Coco?
I tried.
That's so mean.
Good to have it.
Why is he Coco?
I think you know the answer.
We ended up on the beach, and then it was just like six guys and one girl butt ass naked. Sweet. Running. And they all regret it so much. And I was like, guys,
yeah,
that
you
was
got to see that
best
girl
night. I know. It was just like,
you married
what
her,
a trade
whatever.
Off. Yeah, and here we are. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, you would do whatever it fucking took to see a real
whatever it takes,
naked
like
girl
Avengers.
In high school. Whatever it took.
Oh, you won it.
What? No, that's what I said. You would
oh,
do that. Like,
I see.
When I was in high school, if it was all of the friends that I had buck naked for a month just to see one boob, I'd be like, we got it. Guys, we got to do this.
I still see it in my mind. It was just like all of it, just flipping around.
That's
you know
sexy.
What I mean? All my friends' little doinkers.
Oh, I was like, what's flipping around? Oh, okay.
Little doinkers.
Sounds like a great
Ben
time.
Drunk.
For sure.
Come on.
I was drunk last weekend.
So what is
so
our...
I got nine.
I got 11.
Four.
9-11.
What?
I got 10.
Oh, my God.
You have 10.
I think my tweet was wrong. I think I said 10 to Troy Baker.
Do you want
to
call and apologize?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Because you lied to him.
It's I did deal. Lie to him. I feel pretty bad about it.
Can you imagine if you called Troy Baker right now? Hey, Troy.
Sorry.
I don't know if you called him. It's like, I said, I lied to
I don't know which one it was that I changed.
We got to call him, man.
Was it? Because I don't know. But what did I answer this time, Kevin?
Oh,
you
right?
Just remember you
oh,
forgot
wait, no,
about
that goes the other way, right? Oh wait, no, that's right.
That's
no.
What I'm saying. It's confusing.
That's right. You said you have.
It's
done
confusing.
It, so
is it just red or gold, Greg?
It'd be Kevin. Better to have like I don't understand why they chose to do it this way. Wouldn't it be cooler to have a higher score? Put a point down for everything you have
what?
Done.
Oh God.
Hey Troy, it's Greg Miller here on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
I knew it. What do you want?
I come with bad tidings, sir.
Oh shit.
You know Andy Cortez, right? Little guy works with us.
The guy with the restraining order? I have a restraining order against.
Exactly,
guy?
Exactly. But yeah. It doesn't pertain to phone calls. It turns out Andy lied to you on Twitter when he took your little quiz for how many things you didn't do. We just did it on the podcast, and he came up with a different number. So now I'm making him apologize to you.
Hey, Troy.
Why?
Hey, Troy.
Why? What did you say?
Troy, I'm super sorry. So in the things that I've never have I ever, whatever the hell, I answered 10, but it turns out I have ziplined. And I'm just really sorry about it.
That is an unforgivable sin.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, dude. Yeah, I've ziplined before. It was at a theater camp in summer. It was just sorry, man. It was a blur.
Go to church. Get right with Jesus.
Thank you, Troy. I appreciate you.
I like how he's at brunch right now.
It's a very noisy place. It's brunch time somewhere.
He's in a very noisy
place. LA, they're always brunching.
They're always brunching.
What time is it?
It's 3:35.
Yeah, he's definitely like, he just got accepted into the brunch spot.
He's been waiting
in line since 9 a.m.
Just open Shake Shack.
Real talk, what's your guys' feel on the brunch situation? Because every once in a while, I'll be driving with my wife, and we'll see the long line of people at like 11:15, 12 o'clock, they're still waiting in line for brunch. I'm like, wow.
You don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask me. You know my answer.
I love brunch.
I don't even go to lunch.
I love
it.
I love brunch, but I'm a strategic bruncher.
You gotta
be. If you don't have reservations, I pretty much don't want a part of it.
Yeah.
They have these wait lists, and you can play those pretty well.
The Yelp ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yelp ones are game changers.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yelp pretty much don't wait things. You can not check in online and be like, oh, yeah, we want to go here. It'll be like, all right, you're 12 back. It'll be this, you know, show up in 30 minutes.
It's the way we always go get Marufuku ramen.
That's smart.
Rather than like how Outerlands is, where it's like, cool, you show up there on a Sunday. You're just waiting outside. You have to write your name on the thing, wait for them to call you.
No, thank you.
You start getting anxious. They call somebody else.
We found
Jen put down her name, so it's Jen, generic name instead of Miller or something. I got too many Jens to fight.
We found this Korean breakfast spot or brunch.
Is it
spot?
In a garage?
No.
Damn. No, is it in a porch?
But like it always has 39. Like 2 hours like wait list.
Yeah.
And like we've done it twice now. We've timed it perfectly.
Okay,
like,
bring it up.
Yeah.
Show them the goddamn pictures. I feel like this is the type of thing that'll sell in.
Brunch just fucking sucks. What
is brunch is great, but I don't brunch want the pretentious perfect. Bullshit. I
the
hate waiting in line for
the only time I went to brunch was after we watched the movie Selena.
Okay, I'm sorry. The girls took us to a bad brunch. Don't
that
put that on.
No, that wasn't brunch. That was lunch.
No, but I just mean in general, because the idea of brunch, this is what it does to me. Because terrible. I end up drinking some sort of mimosa bullshit, and I have a headache by 1 p.m.
Yeah, you're drunk.
And I'm just like, it's not even that I'm drunk. I'm like... kind of buzz, but I have a headache because I'm dehydrated. I just hate it, dude. You couldn't pay me a fucking thousand. You could pay me $1,000. You can pay me $100.
$50 to go to brunch with me on. Sure.
What if I just pay for the brunch?
Well, it depends what the food is. Because the thing,
shrimp.
Like, what kind of shrimp?
It's just a giant trough of shrimp.
they're alive.
Bubble gums.
They're all alive.
As many as you can hold.
It's kill or be killed. There's enough of them to actually take you out. So be careful.
They're the size of golden retrievers.
No, to be fair, you do that kind of shit in your 20s when you're like in your early 20s, and that's like, oh, you don't want to let the party die. So Sunday, we're all going out to brunch tomorrow. That's great. And you don't mind waiting. Outside, like I didn't mind waiting when I was like 23 because I'm like, oh, you guys are gonna wait. I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, this place looks dope.
I'll be honest with you guys. I forgot.
How do I do this?
Good. It's so.
So
good.
What's the? Since you don't invite me, what's the hack I gotta do to get on the list?
No, it's just a wait list.
We'll take you.
I forgot.
It's just a Yelp wait list.
Is that like maple bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
So it's the millionaire's bacon, which essentially is a brunch exclusive that you're missing out on, Andy. This goddamn millionaire's bacon. Its bacon is thick as. Anything I have on my body.
See, it's really what I like about that bacon, Tim, if I may for a moment, is that it looks thick and crispy, which is so seldom. I cannot stand a thick cut of bacon just flaccid.
Oh yeah, no, it's disgusting. That thing is it's going to be rock hard, and there's four different flavors you can get of the bacon, and they're real good.
You can get a flight.
I'm looking. You know what I'm looking for.
There's a part of me that forgets
trying to find. I'm not seeing it.
There's a part of me that forgets pancakes are part of the brunch equation.
They are.
Does this place have waffles?
This place does.
This place has waffles.
I don't think it has waffles.
The Belgian one?
No. Yeah. I'm
keep going. I need to find this thing.
Where were we at last time we got chicken and waffles?
I don't know.
LA? Roscoe's?
I don't know. No, but remember the meetup where it was you, me, and Joey, and it was like 4 in the morning in New York, and we had a... I think like IHOP or Denny's.
Oh no, it was like a cool little diner. It was a nondescript diner, but that shit went down hard.
Kevin, you just bit off more than you can chew. We're double dating at this brunch Sunday.
I was gonna invite Tim and Gia, but
Google, go to
can just Gia
just
come?
Go
can
to Google.
Tim, his eyes are bad.
And type in "pimp my ram yum." It's like ramen, but with a yum in it.
I was gonna say, can you convince Tim to go to another place? Just be like, damn, you read the sign wrong.
Oh, Tim's just at someone's random garage. He's knocking on it.
Let me in. Somebody let me in.
Give me a second. Let me keep looking over here.
I appreciate you.
What's next for InReview?
Bond.
Aquaman. Bond.
Oh, the next
Already?
Movie? The next movie is Aquaman.
Oh, next movie is Aquaman.
Yeah.
You still got Aquaman and Shazam to get through.
Yeah. By the way, both on HBO. I walked in and my wife was watching Shazam, and I'm like, are you legitimately watching this? She's like, no, it was just on. I'm like, because we have to watch it in 2 weeks. And she's like, we is a strong word. I'm not watching this piece of shit.
Yeah, last night we were talking about Nolan movies, and Interstellar was coming up and people were talking, Lucy and Jen were talking about that. And Jen's like, let's watch this. And I'm like, and before I could even say it, Jen's like, wait, no, you have Nolan to review, don't you? I'm like, yeah.
We almost watched Inception.
I'm so excited for all of you. I'm so excited for you pieces of shit.
What? I've seen, what? Well, I haven't seen most of them, I guess, right? That's what it's
for Nolan?
I've seen Interstellar and I've seen Memento.
These guys haven't seen Prestige.
I haven't seen Prestige.
Would you believe this is your card? I never saw Dunkirk either.
I haven't seen Memento. It's been ruined for me.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
I haven't seen it.
He has tattoos.
Memento is very good.
But
Prestige
I feel like
is
Memento,
really cool.
It's hard not to ruin Memento because it's similar at this point to like Snape killed Dumbledore. Like, yeah. Sort of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking sad.
Dunkirk is a beautifully made movie, but I don't think it's going to blow you away. Like, it's just. It's more of just a,
I'm
pretty stoked.
Tim, it's so loud. Like, this is like Nolan's
I hear the
loudest,
Atmos mix is amazing.
But this is Nolan's loudest goddamn movie, and you're just going to be sitting in that goddamn reclining chair with a goddamn little bag of hot Cheetos and a goddamn Gatorade, and you're just going to be like, whoa.
Am I you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to be there. That's what I'm saying.
I'm excited for it. I'll be interested to see what you think of Dunkirk.
Because
Dunkirk is very much a experiential, like, this is just what happened. There's no plot. It's just these amazing actors in this horrible situation, and they just that's it. That's
it's
all it is.
Day in the life, slice of life.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. It's about like that 48-hour period where they're trying to get like the
Greg
entire British army off of Dunkirk.
I'm on the website. Should I just reserve a table right now for the brunch?
Yeah. Kevin, this bacon.
You guys
want to
go?
Yeah, 12:45 work.
This bacon's looking crazy.
Yeah, sure.
It's either that or 9:45. Those are your options.
We can't do Sunday, but that's okay.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm moving it to four people. Can Gia come? Because we like Gia.
She can't.
Fucking hell.
Pull us up.
Andy, you want to go?
Andy, you want to come to brunch?
What time?
We're going to.
Greg said he'd pay for it.
I did say that. I'll put it to five now. You can have 11:15, 11:30, 11:45. 12:15.
This place not very busy on Sunday.
11:45.
11:45 sounds great.
That's a great time.
Andy doesn't wake up till 11:15.
Andy, come on.
I'm falling asleep at like 7 a.m.
But think about it, you're going to wake up to these great pancakes and they're going to be free.
Take the you know what I mean? He doesn't want to be your friend.
No, he doesn't want to be your friend.
How far does
it? We already have a pizza date.
How far is it?
Fisherman's Wharf.
It's not easy to get to.
Dang. Kevin's giving me all these like reasons. There's a lot of roadblocks.
Kevin doesn't
right?
want to see you,
did
bro.
Did you see the kimchi fried rice that I showed you?
Can you bring that back up again?
I'd like no. To look at
Joey Noel in Tim the Slack says, y'all better not be brunching without me.
Tim, can we talk about
so
this?
Now
so
Joey's got
to
come too.
I want to. Look at this shit. Look, it's a ramen cup, but they season it all differently and stuff. And then they pour it out. They put the fried egg on top, and they kind of like kimchi it up. But then, boom,
hi, Joey
you got that bacon on top.
Oh, now Blessing's weighing in now.
Me. I'm in the other room. I'm listening.
Everybody can fucking hear. Why don't they come in and fix
Joey,
it with me?
Shut your mouth.
You know what I mean?
Blessing likes brunch too. He wants in.
Now Blessing apparently slacking too, and
this
I know
why
that
I don't,
guy
this is why I don't brunch. This shit always happens.
Yeah.
Oh, two of us.
You got to see
of
your friends.
You were looking for an excuse.
Andy, this is why I don't.
Birthday on Sunday. Should he come to brunch for his birthday?
Yes, he should.
Whose birthday?
Can Cool Greg come birthday. Out on Sunday, or is that no good for you too?
That's up to him.
Well, I don't know everybody else. You just been
I mean, how about we celebrate my birthday? Nobody wanted to.
Andy also doesn't leave his house.
I wanted to hang out. I said, I'll go to the party.
You wanted to hang out?
Yeah, we could have hung out.
Damn, I wish I knew.
Here, Andy. Let me explain to you something. Is Joey done talking?
Joey,
now?
Get Blessing and come in here and get Cool Greg, and we'll figure this out together.
Okay, I'm coming.
Thank
Andy,
you.
Andy, here's what I want to do next time it's your birthday. You and me.
Well, who knows when that'll be, though?
No, I know. I mean, it's on the same date every year. You and me.
I like that.
You come over to my house.
Okay.
But like around 7, we order extra large pepperoni pizza with extra sauce from Round Table.
Extra crispy.
And we just watch movies for like a couple hours, and then you bounce. Or you can spend the night. Okay. When you want. We'll just
also, FYI, some of the best Bloody Marys.
That jalapeno looks
soju
pretty cool.
So are you in or are you out?
He's out. He doesn't want to do a brunch that's going to last 17 hours. You got 15 people on this brunch right now. Here's how this started. Two people. Let's go to brunch. Me, you, and Andy, right?
It was 6 weeks.
And I was going to be like, that's three people. Three people. And you go, hey, this is great. You got 12:45. Now you got 10. How many? When can you get a reservation for 15?
I don't know how many people I have right now. Blessing, are you coming too?
It's going to take 17 hours to get this brunch down your gullet.
San Francisco, there's going to try to fit 20 people in a goddamn bathroom.
This place is good. They're snappy. They're real quick, and also this food's not that complicated.
What?
I have brunch plans with someone else on.
Okay, this is a game changer.
A brunch divided, ladies
I'm
and
going
gentlemen.
With Kevin.
Can I take Kevin's place in the brunch?
Yes.
Or okay. We just do it Saturday, you fucks.
Or we can stick to Sunday. And
too
not have
many things happening
bro.
Saturday.
Yeah. Blessing, all right.
Are you two brunches in a weekend,
ideas.
Kevin?
100%. Are you kidding? For this,
Kevin,
dish?
You dare?
That's for like this place. That's I like, might. I might legitimately take the Sunday one here again. It's that good. It's wow. And I ordered the same thing.
What's a meat? What's that meat there? And that blurry.
Wait,
ass
what
photo?
Did Cool Greg fried want? Is Cool Greg in or not?
What?
Like
Cool
a fried Greg chicken this wasn't stuff. Paying attention, I don't think.
Well, I, thought, I told you to get him when you were on the phone.
I got one of them. I got Blessing.
Oh, that's almost.
Did he got? Did
you mean one of them?
One of the two people Greg told me to get.
Sure.
Do you got chicken tenders?
You want to know what it is?
You got chicken nuggets?
Just she's putting us men in a box. You know what I mean? We all look alike to her.
You guys are trying to do this without me.
What do you mean, you guys?
I'm the brunch person. I hate you.
Cool Greg!
You're the brunch person. You can't
that's
just
good
fucking
pull, Bless. Good pull.
Give that your title.
Being the brunch person is not a personality.
Also, Blessing, you were on camera today. You went to an event. I want you to do the walkthrough and show out your show off your outfit.
I like that.
Cool Greg, I need you on shock, Mike.
Can you please stop objectifying him?
Look at how good he looks.
Quit
look at
objectifying
this. Look at him.
Young
God,
man.
What a good looking man. Cool Greg, are beautiful. You going to brunch with us on Sunday for your birthday?
No, Saturday.
They want to take you out on Sunday for your birthday for brunch. You want to go? You can say no.
Oh, Rock, man, yeah. This is a new plan, right?
Yeah, this is happening live on the show right now. Kevin wanted to come, but it turns out he doesn't love you as much as we do.
Yeah. It turns out once he heard you were coming, he said he doesn't want to spend time with you.
I don't want to go now just because Kevin's mad.
Can we get Barrett in and just have everybody go?
Fuck! We have too many employees. Barrett! That would have been disastrous.
Yo, this is not
if we invited everybody but Barrett. Shit, fuck.
Now, Garrett? No, you
got to
invite Gary now.
Anybody that wants to go to brunch needs to come
no,
to
Gary
studio.
Definitely doesn't get the invite.
Jared Petty's going to be pissed off. Or whoever we got working for us now.
Well, here's the thing I noticed. You can order it off Eat24, so we could just come here and have them bring the brunch to us.
No, we're not. Come on, man. That's going
to
ruin
Barrett, do you want to go to brunch with everybody on Sunday except Kevin and Paula?
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, cool. Is Alyssa probably too?
I'm probably.
Okay. So here's the final count then. It's me and Jen. Mm-hmm. It's Joey and Bless. Barrett and Alyssa.
Strong maybe here.
Yeah, we need to know right now.
Put them on.
We
it.
Need to know right
you can
now.
Can always back out.
No, oh,
actually, we can't do brunch on Sunday. We're seeing Blind Spotting.
I appreciate you, and I wish you well on your adventure. All right,
Blind Spotting.
So
yeah, they're doing a whole meet and greet. And
excuse
shit
me, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about this. We're all talking about brunch now.
Cool.
Is Janina going to be there?
Cares. What
is Janina going to be there?
No,
is this a movie she's in though? Right?
Yeah.
This is the Ben Affleck one, right? Like, oh, I got to be a basketball coach.
No.
This is a Star Wars one. Oh, I got to be a fucking Death Star.
I'm a bad guy, but then I'm a good guy after 5 fucking minutes.
This is the one about Oakland with Rafael Casal and David Diggs. It's cool.
Me and Jen. Blessing and Joey.
Hold on, I'm trying to move my plans.
What movie are you talking about?
And then Andy.
For Andy.
Oh,
for
cool, Greg, six.
For your birthday, Andy. Again, you can always just say no. Don't go.
That bad guy?
Yeah.
Battlefront 2.
How about Tim, you and Gia also move your plans?
I don't think that's possible.
Also, Tim, I don't know if you guys are getting this from Tim. He could not give a fuck about
this. No, I love
this
place. This place is really good. I would do it. I really would do it.
They have French fries.
Just go out on a... Just in case you were thinking about inviting me.
There was not
a chance
in hell.
I do love that at no point.
There was not a chance in hell you were coming to this brunch.
I just want to go ahead and say
it's so close to Nick.
I actually don't have any plans Sunday. And I don't want to come to this.
Limit,
you can walk there.
Huh?
To Pier 39?
There's a limit to people, you know?
It's a long walk.
So are you in or out, Kevin?
Give me a second. I'm trying to hit a ball.
Couldn't pay me to go to Pier
39. Booking it right now, Kevin.
Fucking
so.
Sunday. It's going to be packed in that
so
area.
I'm going with the angle that it's for Cool Greg's birthday. Because she's like, wait, they just made plans. Why can't they move it?
We've been having this plan.
It's just that
forever.
I mean, there, you saw how hard it was to get me in the room.
Literally, you could have just been like Saturday.
This is a kind of funny podcast topic.
That's all I'm saying.
Just call
do
the
you
boys
even
get brunch.
Brunch.
Or what was the first part?
It's all because we called Troy
Hacky
Baker,
sack,
and it sounded
sack.
Like he was.
Oh
lunch.
My god! It's got to be the boys get brunch starring Troy Baker. Yeah.
There you go. There it is.
Man, well, that's a great idea. We have so many famous friends. If we want clickbait titles, we should just call them on the shows and then put them in the titles.
That's a great
idea.
Yeah.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Call Janina right now and see what she's up to.
Whoa. These buns, man. They look very
look at this
toasty.
Chicken sandwich.
I legitimately love this spot, and I'm extremely upset right now.
I'm looking up the menu.
You understand the problem, though,
you guys
Kev.
Keep podcasting.
We're already at
you
six
guys
people.
Suck. You guys suck. What's eight? What's eight? Look at Saturday right now. See what that looks like.
Text Paul and be like, we can't move our plans. Sorry.
Kevin, Saturday.
Then now it's either 9:45 or 1:30.
Saturday's the day of our Lord.
1:30 is dinner. I'm going to bed soon.
9:45, that's great.
1:30 is not brunch. That's
9:45 is great for us.
Yeah. The kids will come. Especially if you're paying.
I was paying for Andy. All right? Paying for Andy.
Fucking Kevin. I'm just going to get in there.
Monsters, every one of them.
This is why I'm not even partaking in this at
all. I appreciate it. That's why
I'm on a podcast on Sunday.
You're on a podcast on Sunday?
Jeff Cannata. Really?
I'm Jeff Cannata.
Yeah. Yeah. Which
DLC
Friday,
or what are you doing?
Yeah, DLC.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that not till later?
Yeah, but you know how he is before a podcast. He's got to do push-ups and talk to himself.
I got to do my vocal exercises.
There's a lot of that thing now. He's got to train his eyes where he looks at a light, looks away, looks at a light, looks away.
I would say normally that it's because you don't wake up until much later, but you just told me the other day, you're like, you had this horrible thing where you started waking up early in the morning and you hate it.
It's the fucking worst.
To fight it. Because 30. That's called old 30. Age.
They made a whole show about it. It sucks. Really just means like can't they sleep made,
this
anymore.
Is us and then 30 something.
Why can't you sleep?
This is 30. There's something.
You're thinking this 40. Is 40. Yeah. With that's my life.
You're telling me this is 30 is not something?
Not that I know.
30 something is a show.
30 for 30.
Great show, 30 something.
Miller, wow. One last try. Let's move it to Saturday. Let's move it to Saturday. Make it work for me.
I got a dinner Saturday.
I
prefer what Sunday.
What does that have to do with Saturday?
Sunday, it seems like a better thing because Andy wants to do it.
Sunday, also brunch day Sunday. Yeah. Saturday's like.
Saturdays, we're doing
get
stuff.
Get shit done.
I'm going to the movies on Friday.
What are you going to watch?
We're going to watch that horror movie.
Whoa. Which one?
La Llorona?
Sonic?
La Llorona?
The Boy 2?
No. Boy 2
with the puppet.
That was Boy 1.
That's a weird name.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's playing at the Alamo.
He's a real boy too.
Oh, is it the one with the weird skull thing?
It's not the witch.
Cool.
It's the one that's like all in black and white, Kev.
Yo, Kev, you see that video of Anya Taylor-Joy speaking perfect Spanish?
I've seen the Lodge.
It looks so good.
Is she Argentinian?
I don't know.
Pull it up. That was crazy.
Pull it up. I want to hear it.
Somehow pull it up.
Anya Taylor-Joy speaking Spanish, is that her name? Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya.
Speaking Spanish sounds like the best part of my day.
It's crazy. It's
crazy. Who is she?
Side note.
The Witch.
She's from Witch.
Yeah. Okay.
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
New Mutants coming up.
Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, it's another interview. This
is
a different
one.
Oh, Split. God, she was good in that.
Oh, I remember. I'm putting in the notes optional field. It's our friend, Cool Greg's birthday.
Además, es muy interna. Que eso para mí fue bastante raro porque yo hablo
mucho. Oh, shit, she's like legit.
No, it's not Argentina. It's Spanish accent. Like Spain.
That accent is so in my brain because when I worked at Best Buy, there was all these super hot, rich Spanish people that would walk in. And
what would they buy?
Everything, Tim. Everything. These people were so rich, dude. And this is the one.
Yeah, this is the one that's popular right now. You want me to show you?
Yeah, please. I need this.
Ah, oh, damn it. I fucking...
Just keep it
low. La cosa de esta película es totalmente única. Yo nunca vi algo así. Me parece que la mayoría de
gente like no sabía algo así.
Y más que eso, me parece, me encanta que...
Es una look at the guy next to her. He's
just like, what the shit?
So you're taking a Sunday, huh?
Oh, my God.
Had to do it, Kev. Sorry.
Fantastic.
You really didn't have to.
That makes me so jealous when people can speak two languages and I can barely
now,
speak one.
Now, here's the thing that I actually want to bring up. We were legitimately going to take people there. So we might also be there on that same
See,
time.
That's perfect.
No, because I don't want to interact with you and this person.
It's a weird, Kevin. I get you.
Yeah, here's what it would
when
be.
When it's two different tables,
Kevin,
you're like,
it would be way worse. How many times have we gone? Remember the old holiday parties where we'd sit at opposite ends of the table? I never hear about it. I never hear what you're doing down there. This I get to. This thing, we're in pods. You know,
you're
pod people.
Room.
I don't like this. God damn it.
I've sat next to Kevin during the holiday parties.
Yeah.
You want to know what he talks about?
Yeah.
All the food on the table.
Good for him.
speaking of putting food on the table, it's time for some ads.
This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy, getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. It's a well-worn story, but it's true. When I moved to San Francisco, I had to take out a loan, and they did not look into my education or job history, and they gave me a terrible interest rate, and Upstart would have helped me because Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull comes later after you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. You should do it too. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Up next, it's Quip. I mean, how many times can we tell you? We love Quip around here. Everybody's using it. I've been using it nonstop. I love it for a million reasons. Number one, of course, it's an electric toothbrush, right? You put it in your mouth. You hit the button. It pulsates for 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds, it pulsates to say, hey, go to the other side. So it's like vibrating. It's like, hey, it's time for you to switch up the quadrant in your mouth. So you get an even clean. You don't have to worry if you wear too long, you're too short, you zone out. I zone out when I brush my teeth. I'm zoning out. This keeps me going. It's got the travel cover. You put it on. It's great. Quip, makers of the electric Quip toothbrush, want you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care. It is this. If you have good habits, you're good. That means brushing for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing regularly, no matter what brand you use. Quip makes that simple, starting with the electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. The Quip floss dispenser, of course, comes out with pre-marked strings, so you use just enough. And Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KF right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/KF. GETQUIP.com/KF. Quip, the good habits company. And finally, Honey is here sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much. Honey, of course, is the online coupon that's so easy you should be using it. We got sponsored by them a long time ago. I use it. Kevin uses it. Tim uses it. Right, Kev?
Yeah.
Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to. Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites like Target, Best Buy, Sephora, etc. When you check out, this little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds, it scans every promo code on the internet and you watch the prices drop. We legitimately use it. We love it. What do you got for me, Kev?
I just bought some new sheets. Actually bought round 2 and 3 of sheets.
Sure.
From Party Barn Teen. Okay. And they're the Harry Potter themed sheets.
Ooh, okay.
And I used Honey. It automatically popped up. Used the it gave me like a couple options. Tried them all out. One of them was 20% off. Saved myself a big chunk of money.
Nice job there, buddy. Honey has found over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding more every day? Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and install in just 2 clicks. Get Honey for free and at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda. Wow. Clutch. I mean, we're way late in the episode. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted a shoulder pen. We're really late in the episode.
19 years.
What?
God damn it. Now, context.
It's like 18 years now, isn't it? Isn't it 2020? Oh, it's still 19?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were counting down. I thought it was just a general 20 years.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you know.
Tim has this weird thing.
It's not me. It's not me.
In 20 years,
we haven't finished. We're too close to the ads, Nick.
Well, no, we already did the ads. We already did the ads.
We're too close to them. No. 20-second buffer, man.
That was a solid minute. I can talk about banging Tim's cousin or whatever.
I have
you guys
time
want.
Codes. That, like, now we're at 30 seconds from the ads.
Honey. There you go. There it is.
Oh, honey. So Tim banged his cousin?
Yeah, Tim. There was a joke a long time ago. Maybe you weren't on that podcast where Tim was like, God, I think it's okay to bang my cousin. Or no, it was Kevin was going to bang his cousin.
I love this being twisted
and
Tim said, on me, you
and then Tim
sick
said,
fuck.
In 20 years, it'll probably be okay to bang your cousin.
You guys,
this
also,
is all out
we've
of
also
context.
Opened that up to, it's okay to bang your sister in 20 years.
It, just so you know.
And then also, I'll put it out there, 18 years, whoever has
this
a daughter
first. This is how it all goes down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't think about that.
You escalated
think about
that.
How this joke's going to go, Tim.
You escalated
you're having kids
that.
One day. One of them might be a daughter. 18 years.
This,
it's not me.
No, he's not talking about you having sex with your daughter. He's talking about him having sex with your daughter.
You having sex with my daughter.
Don't explain the joke.
Didn't this come from Kevin's family?
Wait,
family friends, okay?
That's and not okay.
Kevin's family.
You're like, let me make this clear.
Just
that
to
is
be
not
clear,
okay.
Like, that is not in any frame of mind. But, like, my
neither is banging your cousin. It's not okay.
Hey, I am not saying that it is. I'm just saying that in 20 years, you're going to look like an asshole for saying
years.
That.
First off, 19 years. Get your
right.
Own fucking
now
joke
19,
right.
Now it's 19.
And secondly.
It's not a joke. It's Kevin's family's life.
That's not entirely accurate, even a little bit, all right? It's a family friend and then one cousin. There's two stories. It doesn't matter.
Wait, so the family friend is cousin?
Remember when Paula was like, wait a minute, is this legitimately a Peruvian thing?
It's not a Peruvian thing.
I don't remember this that well. It sounds familiar.
I have a family friend.
This was an RTX.
Who we were hanging out with and, oh, no, that's not true. We were at their wedding. And the dude stood up and was like, I want to thank my uncle for, you know, throwing this event. And it's just like, oh, man, you could have phrased that differently for sure, you know?
Sure.
So.
Can you do me a favor? I sent assets a link. Can you bring that up for me?
Yeah.
It's one of those how small the world is, right? While this podcast has been recording, somebody from Columbia, Missouri sent me this. Speaker Circle, hacky sack guy, sets Guinness World Record. Of course, Speaker Circle. Tim, you know it well.
I did. Missouri. We made videos there. We vlogged there.
He did.
Derek Fogle, 55, who frequently practices footbag in MU's speaker circle, kicked his way to a record this past weekend in Las Vegas.
What do you do after this? You've trained your whole life to set the world record for what they call it, sack foot?
Footbag. It's like what they call, like, you're chucking the old pig skin. You know what I mean? Like, it's football. This is hacky sack, but they call it footbag.
What do you do after this? You're 55 years old. You train your whole life for this. You set the record. What's next? What's the next mountain that you're going to climb?
He's obviously jacked.
I'm literally producing a public show, is what he said.
Hold on.
Direct quote. I'm literally producing a
public show. I don't have AdBlock on, so I have to answer 10 questions to move on.
Okay, great.
Well, I mean, hold on.
Just so you guys know. The record's not what you think.
What's the record?
Fogle established a new Guinness World Record for distance traveled while controlling a footbag with a total of 5,053.9 meters, he said in a tweet Monday
night. That's what Kevin ziplined.
He was one of three people to earn a Guinness World Record in footbagging this past weekend. It was Fogle's first time competing in 25 years.
When he was 17,
he discovered footbagging at a party with his older brother. He describes the first time he played as transformative.
I love it. This guy rules, man. Quote, he's a fucking loser.
Quote, it was this unique experience to me that people were so accepting of me being in this physical activity regardless of how good I was.
They weren't. There's people around you. They were not accepting about it. There was the dude you were doing it with that was also high and everyone else wanted you to stop doing this at the party.
37 years later, Fogle is still active in the sport. He was inducted into the Footbag Hall of Fame
in 2005.
You're not in a Hall of
Fame, Nick. Eat it, dude. This guy's in a Hall of Fame.
He practices weekly in the speaker circle when the weather permits and trains at the Mizzou Rec during the winter. Quote, yeah. I'm literally producing a public show, Fogle said. Fogle keeps track of how often he practices football, or footbag, sorry. So far, he has had more than 160 hours logged this year, beating his goal of 150 hours.
Nick's so jealous.
I just see Nick working on something.
It was a Guinness World Record, right? Or Hall of Fame. What's he in the Hall of Fame for?
For footbagging.
The footbagging Hall of Fame.
Not a real thing.
It's
so important, Nick.
I've heard of the NFL Hall of Fame. Like, isn't that a thing?
Real quick, it says right there, footbag Hall of Famer makes his mark online. Yeah, so.
Google other football. Who the fuck are the other football Hall of Famers?
That's what I want to know.
Footbag Hall of Famers. Let's see. So he holds a distinguished honor alongside who else? Bobby Bobeau? Jimmy the Shoe? Philip the Foot? Who the fuck are those the Footbag Hall of Famers? This is not a real thing. It's not a distinguished thing.
If you click back, Greg, there's a Facebook.
Here we go. There's a Facebook group
dedicated to Footbag Hall of Fame.
Dear Footbag players, family, and fans, the Football Hall of Fame Historical Society is pleased to announce that the 2016 Footbag Hall of Fame nomination process is complete. Vasek Kaluda, Amy Westberg, Eli Pilts, and Yvonne LaMarche are the four new inductees of the class of 2016.
Please welcome these inductees
to the Footbag Hall of Fame by contacting them and congratulating them.
Can you go back a page, Kev? Because there was
a whole list
on one of these pages that you just clicked on. These are all the people that played footbag.
Do you play football? Is that what you play?
Can you still change that reservation? What's up, man?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah,
the fucking brunch. It's
a
over.
Little footbag you history. Lost. John Stahlberg met Mike Marshall by chance in 1972.
Legend.
John liked Mike's kicking idea of using a homemade sack filled with beans.
From his
background in football, baseball, and physical therapy, John took the homemade sack and turned it into a specifically designed object.
Smart, dude.
A quote-unquote hacky sack for playing a new game called quote-unquote footbag.
Genius.
The first round footbag was a two-piece design, similar to a baseball, and the plastic pellets worked ideally for giving the footbag new energy with every kick.
Visionary.
John then began figuring out...
And then they never changed the style. Because why would you? Only 13 people in the United States of America, some sweet blue stripes, though.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Not to mention, it was, and this is in bold, fun and could be played by all ages and skill levels.
It is in bold.
It was also realized that this new game could be used as an exercise by any athlete as warm-up and or basic training. They also envisioned that a sport could be created around this game. Oh, my God. After Mike suddenly and tragically died in his sleep in 1975.
What the fuck?
Fuck. John continued on with the dream. He started a footbag manufacturing company called the National Hacky Sack Company. He was the first company to start organizing and teaching the footbag concept in schools in Oregon.
Thank God.
In 1977, his friend, his friends helped him form a players association for the sport named the National Hacky Sack Association.
What is the sport?
Nick just what hit me with sport? A stare unlike anything
what
I've ever seen.
What do they do? He says there's
you
a
keep
list
it up
of
in
teams.
The air. Keep it up in the air. It's like volleyball.
How do you win?
You
by not playing?
It.
It's like war games. The only way to win is not to play.
Footbag.org currently has over 1,300 organized footbag clubs in 51 countries.
Yeah. They're doing big stuff out there.
Can you Google the rules of footbag?
Oh, it's got to be here somewhere on footbag.org.
Right. You just hovered right over it.
Did I?
What's the rule set for footbag.org?
Second one.
All right. You ready? Man, there's a lot.
There's a lot, guys.
I want to know how you win footbag.
It's like one of those. Oh no! This isn't easy.
Yeah, we get into this.
This is like the okay.
That's too much, man. I think it's such an interesting sport.
We have 102 spirit of the rules.
It's a thinking man sport, Nick.
Footbag sports have traditionally relied upon a spirit of sportsmanship, which places the responsibility of fair play on the players themselves. Highly competitive and committed play is encouraged, but it's never at the expense of the bond of mutual respect between players, adherence to the agreed-upon rules of any event, nor the basic enjoyment of play. Protection of these vital elements serves to stop getting so indignant about it. Serves to eliminate adverse conduct from the playing field.
This is insulting.
And the responsibility for maintenance of the spirit rests on the player's shoulders.
Insulting to a real sport, is all I'm saying. This is an activity at best.
No way, man. It takes a lot of talent, Nick. It takes a lot of talent, dude. These guys are out there doing
for tournaments.
Stuff.
Would you like to know how you qualify?
I want to know how you qualify. I want to know how you win. What is a game of foot fucking bag?
Just play with me for 2 seconds.
What's the tournament?
You don't want to know how you enter? To qualify for entry in a tournament, a player shall pay the entry fee set by the tournament director.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
you
what
I'm paying.
Okay. Okay, you know, I'll give them that. You can go to a jiu-jitsu tournament and just pay and enter in. You can do whatever you want. That's fair. Is there a rule set for hacking?
There's a rule. Here, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Footbag rules.
Because if a tournament is just you go and kick it up in the air and then everyone goes and smokes weed afterward, this is not a real thing.
No, just read it from here, Greg. Just read those.
The basic rules for hacky sack or circle kicking.
That's that first one.
But keep it in the air. If it hits the ground, start over. No hands. Everything else is fair game.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it. When it's passed to you, you are usually allowed to kick it more than once to gain control of it again. Complete the circle. No apologizing is the third rule here. This is from bigfootbags.co. So I don't know.
I mean, so this is just the rule. These are the rules for how to hacky sack. This isn't necessarily
I
a,
know the,
a professional
how, I
want to
know, if I start training right now, how do I win the fucking, like, NCAA, whatever the fuck?
NHSA. It's National
Hacky Sack Association. Like, what's the highest level? How do I go win that tournament with you guys?
I want to know what's up with the apologizing.
The thing is, there's never a wrong. It's one of those things like there's no bad questions. There's no bad footbagging.
No, you know how like when the
if you fuck up, don't
apologize.
Keep it on.
You don't apologize.
Kevin, I just sent you from the Footbag Hall of Fame a segment from 1991 when they were on the Bozo the Clown show teaching everyone how to footbag.
Oh, that was a show. I forgot about that.
I didn't know he had his own show.
Chicago's own, man.
It was a weird ass show.
Tim, can you turn it? Bozo?
I don't remember.
Terrifying.
Bozo wasn't weird. Bozo's a Chicago staple.
Bozo wasn't weird.
That's weird and terrifying.
He's a fucking
clown. That's horrifying.
We've ever presented. Please welcome to the Bozo Show, the world champion.
Dude, Bozo, Chicago icon. All right.
Bozo killed a lot of
Kathy.
Look at these guys. See? You're gonna tell me these aren't the mark of a true athlete?
Kathy, look at the quads.
Look
on
at
them.
The stance on the guy on the right.
Oh!
Did you see that coordinated
start?
They're
getting into it.
See, that homie on the right's fucked up. Oh, now they're gone. There's no coordination.
They're getting into it, Nick. Look at on the knees. You've never done this anything that cool in your life, man.
Oh.
They're passing it around. They're hacky sacking now, boys. Whoa! This guy's showing off already.
They're getting cute.
Jesus.
This is the least impressive display of anything I've
this
ever seen
in my life. This music makes
this
perfect. This
is one of those things you look at and think that, like, they They jokingly got on the beach.
They're joking, right? Like, this is a joke.
Give yourself a week. You and Andy, see if you can do some shit like this.
No. You know why? Because I'd rather dedicate my time to anything else. Anything else.
No way you get this sort of coordination at any point.
I don't want that sort of coordination.
Oh, he's crossing over the leg.
Oh, yeah. Look at how fucking awesome these guys are.
Good job.
Maybe you don't cross over the leg. Oh, it's the one move no one could do.
No apologizing. Oh, look at these guys, man. They're running up the score now, dude. Oh my goodness.
So it's like when people do this with a soccer ball, I legitimately am blown away that they can do that. They can control something that's that dense, has that much bounce with just their foot. You know the guys like when you see professional like football players, they bounce it and they catch it and they go whoop, put it over their head. That's really cool. This is a deflated sack that will literally land on any surface. It's not impressive to me at all.
I mean, the thing is, it's landing on a foot that's irregularly shaped, Nick.
There's with laces.
Many facets and details to a foot.
You're right.
It's again, like when Tiger Woods does the bounce on his golf club. That's cool.
Fucking cool because it's hard as shit.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, buddy.
Have we figured out how you win a hacky sack tournament? Because if the only purpose of a hacky sack tournament is just to go.
I got sidetracked. All right, the Footbag Hall of Fame Facebook page not that active, but they put this up. Shit. They put this up that I like. June 27th, 2018. Do you remember what it felt like when you heard that you had been inducted into the Football Hall of Fame? Just a couple of days left to go to the voting for a worthy nominee of that honor. Yada 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 yada.
Can you all vote?
Comment number one is wow, two tens. Because I guess two tens were nominated in 2018.
Good for them.
And Bing Chenzo, which is his name on Facebook, was like, that's outrageous. Two Teds, 1 year. Never seen
it. Well, Ted was another commenter.
Ted says, can someone share who has been nominated and their bios with us regular folk?
Can y'all nominate me?
I can't deal with this.
I just want you guys.
Nick hates this. Like, Nick hates Hacky Sack more than he's ever hated on.
I hate Hacky Sack. I saw a dude on an electric skateboard the other day, and I thought to myself, that's the laziest, dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. This might be worse.
Why would you think that that's the laziest, dumbest thing? That's like seeing someone on a motorcycle and be like, oh, look at him not on a bike.
That's true. Motorcycles are cool.
Yeah, so are electric
skateboards. Are cool if you're under the age of 30. An electric skateboard is lame and lazy.
Yeah.
It is literally taking away all the purpose of the skateboard, which is just to propel yourself forward by your own volition.
You wind and you
No, this is what they do, Andy.
It's cool, man.
In Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, like one of the like memes from the game is that a lot of the challenges will be like pro skaters just kind of saying like, "Hey, do a kickflip!" And like if you do a kickflip, like you get the points or whatever. Like just like NPCs that are just standing there yelling at you to do tricks, right? Mm-hmm. They turned that into a YouTube series where they get professional skaters like Chad Muska or Tony Hawk to just drive around to find skaters in LA, roll down the window and just yell, do a kickflip. And if they do it, they get a t-shirt.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. Shit.
It's pretty fucking awesome. But as they were doing all of that, they look out and they see a guy on an electric skateboard. He's like, nah, that's not a sports machine. That's a transportation machine.
Yeah.
It's just like, God
damn. Sounds like something cool Greg would tweet.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't that exactly a bike and a motorcycle?
It's a transportation machine.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean,
a motorcycle.
Here's what I got for you. All right. I'm trying to help you out, Nick. I'm trying to get you the rules here. There's many different forms of footbagging. All right.
Okay.
Would you like to, I have footbag freestyle rules. I have net. I have consecutive. I have golf.
What's
I have four
net?
Spread.
I want to know net.
Footbag net plays like a cross between volleyball and tennis. Competitors battle it out on a 44 by 20 court divided into four serving quadrants. And we could absolutely vote Andy into the Footbag Hall of Fame.
Yes, we got to do this. We got to do this.
Just take some promo photos and I'll just like Photoshop a face.
You guys, we're bagging on something someone's proud of.
Bagging?
Separated in the center by a 5 foot high net. In singles play, each player is allowed no more than two consecutive kicks per side, and the footbag is only allowed to contact the player below the knee. In doubles net, players are allowed three kicks per side.
So it's like volleyball.
Yeah, well, it's a volleyball and tennis cross. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Cool.
I get that.
Okay.
No, I mean that's legit hard. If you're playing volleyball with your feet, like that's actually they do that with soccer ball sometimes. Like you
footbag
know,
freestyle
was fun.
Footbag freestyle.
My style.
When
right?
you and your friends are standing in a circle attempting to defy the forces of gravity by keeping a footbag.
Stop trying to make it sound so fucking cool. It's not hard.
We call that footbag freestyle.
Yeah.
Everyone's kicking style has their own unique personality. And as the footbag freestyle name indicates, kicking a footbag allows players the freedom to style.
That's what the FBC knows me as, a footback community. Like, that's that they know me as a footback freestyler.
Don't stop.
In competition,
think you're being
in competition, footback freestyle has evolved into an incredibly complex and competitive sport.
I don't like that I'm the you now. I don't like that I'm not the one making the stupid jokes.
Intricate routines are choreographed to music and judged on difficulty, presentation, variety, and execution.
Choreographed to music.
This is the only footbag game that allows the use of the upper body, although foot skills are still the name of the game. Instructional DVDs are available.
Y'all ready?
That's where it ends. I don't know how to open.
See, just close your eyes, everybody, and picture. Y'all ready for this? And I'm there just fucking. I'm just kick-sacking. They call me Bilbo Baggins over here.
Right? Oh, hey, guys. Ah, footbag cool. Freestyle video game. Free app for Android.
Do you kick your phone?
No, I think it's just, you know, you do.
Wait, so you are you ripping on him again?
The thing is.
Did you lose the respect?
I don't. I never had the respect. I never had a respect. Here's the thing. It's an activity. I get it. You want to get around. You want to smoke weed in a park and kick a stupid sack around. That's fine. But don't act like it's a real thing. Don't have a federation for it. Don't act like you're gonna give yourself trophies. Fucking doing something that like weed smoking 13-year-olds do in the back of the parking lot. Okay.
Can you buy me this Texas flag footbag?
Yeah, I'm sending it to Kev. Kev, we gotta find Andy's footbag if he's gonna get in the Hall of Fame. This Lone Star footbag looks pretty good. It reminds me of Lone Star Ticks, though. Not a fan.
Can we call him the Lone Star?
Sure.
Oh man, that sounds that's fucking bad. Great.
That's better than Bilbo Baggins, even though I liked that a lot.
Bilbo Baggins is lame. I'll be honest with you.
Oh man, it's $4. I don't know.
Dang, can we afford that? Is that like expensive for them? It's on the middle end, Kevin. The higher end ones are made with a more polymethylene.
Kevin, yeah,
have some metal.
I want
ones.
This one up for
polymethylene.
Lone Star obviously running the thing right here, but this next one I think could be there too. Shark footbag.
Whoa.
This is $8 now.
This is a little too bad. See, that's like cheating. This shit has catches the win. It like is slower.
Yeah. See, you get it now. You're getting it. It's more.
He wants
it's
to less be a fair what? Game.
I think I do get it. <in. Andy.
laughs> We have to make a short, but we are trying to get into the.
Let's go.
The footbag Hall of
Let's
Fame.
Do it.
And then final one is this Grateful Dead one. I think that might speak to Andy as well.
Let's get all three of these. Just try them out.
Sure. See, I appreciate that.
Tim, can we spend $12 on a real sport, apparently?
This is great.
Is that how you spell Grateful Dead,
no.
Or are they trying not to give Grateful Dead
yeah,
money?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
What it is, yeah.
Okay. That's news to me.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, man.
This has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather around this table.
I'm in.
Each coming to discuss whatever it
you
is they want to discuss. Maybe it's footbags. Maybe
you
it's
you
Android.
Missed it.
I did that because Nick did it earlier.
Nah, yeah, he fucked up again.
I was reading this shit. They're trying to have poetry down here.
You're dying in front of our eyes right now. Man.
If you want more of this, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. We have a post show to do for your approval and pleasure, like the Midnight Society. You can also get the show ad-free over there. You can also get it early.
Disappointed in Tim.
Of the Footbag Hall of Fame. No bucks tossed away, no big deal. It goes up whenever, each and every week. YouTube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.